Blog Talk Radio.
But my wife showed me on Facebook, and
I don't know how to take that with the pennies and everything. I don't know how to take that one, but
hey,
as far as
I guess he figured everybody put him in a trick bag, so he said, "Heck with it, I'm gonna fix you. I'm gonna get you a trick bag. You didn't say how I got to take it around and give it to you." That's what
I
mean, everybody took
it
up one way or another. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's true.
You know, I think it was $200.
Yeah.
I'll fix you. You know, you didn't tell me I had to do it since y'all want to cheat. Now, you know, it ain't cheating. It's, how can I say, outstripped him, whatever he said it. That's how he did it. So maybe that's what happened. That's the reason why he did it. But, make sure I got my guy on here, too. Fat Albert. Make sure I open this.
Yeah. What's going on, Joe? Tori, how's everybody doing today?
Hey, how you doing,
Joe?
Sir, how's everything?
Say, all right, good, Tori, good. But all I'm going to say, Joe, is tick-tock, tick-tock, tick-tock. What? Joe, somebody doing the rain dance, but they messed up. It's Saturday they calling for rain, but not Sunday. Uh-oh, they put in for a rain day, Joe. I want to know who doing the rain dance. It could be Bad Mouth Crew, could be Cliff. LeRon, or hell, even OG Bobby. I'm going to find out tonight who did the rain dance, but they messed up. They did it on the wrong day.
Am I right? Is it 30% chance of rain?
For Saturday, it went up to 65 now. Sunday, it's supposed to be real nice.
Okay.
For Sunday, they say the high supposed to be like 68, 69, so that's good racing weather right there.
That's good racing weather, especially
mm-hmm.
motor cars,
mm-hmm.
so they'd be all right. They think I'm going to worry about that 90-degree weather.
That's right. You got to worry about that 90-degree weather. That's right. So we're going to find out tonight who been trying to do that rain dance, but they don't mess up.
One man scared, the other man glad.
One man scared, the other one glad, but we're going to find out tonight.
Well, let me open up a couple of these mics, maybe we can find out who the one up there was doing that rain there. Let's see. Hold on a second. Let me see.
That's right.
Let me see. 845-0695. Your mic is open.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Just wanted to say hi.
Hey.
Hope everyone's doing well. And that's basically it. Just here to listen to some more stuff. Some more smack talking and stuff like that. See where all the races are going at.
Uh-huh. Well, you got your car ready or what? Got the car ready?
I'm the driver for the the Ghetto
Cowboy.
The Cowboy. Jesus
uh-huh.
Park.
Yeah.
So we're gonna go do some testing and we're gonna see how that goes, and then from there we'll see what happens. You know. So I'm not gonna talk so much because, you know, it's not my personal car, so we'll see what happens.
All right. Sounds good. But I seen a couple things. I know a couple things just happened over the weekend. Like the OG Bobby situation. What do you think about that with Fat Albert?
He paid somebody in pennies.
What happened?
It's the deposit. Matter of fact, if OG Bobby here, man, come on here to explain this thing to us, OG Bobby. We want to hear what OG Bobby got to say.
When I saw that, I fell out laughing.
You know, I said, man, I guess $200 worth of pennies, that's a lot of pennies, ain't it? I think it was 200 or 300.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
someone paid them pennies.
In pennies.
Yeah, paid them in pennies.
Yeah.
If that's what he had and he paid it. Hey, pennies is money, right, Joe? Ain't pennies money? Hey, just paid it.
I think I might got OG on here right now. 910-6970. Your mic is open.
Good evening, gentlemen. Good evening.
Yeah, OG Bobby. Come on. There's going to be the madness between us here, the penny slip racing.
It's funny.
It's a long story. But I could tell you this, Gordo, every time he opened his mouth, the truth go on vacation. That's the best I can tell you how that situation. I'm gonna tell you this the shortest way I can tell you. I originally went to Gordo to race him with that black blazer. I didn't know anything other but he had a black blazer. So long story short, he said he had a D body, big block, short deck, standing degree heads, whatever. I said, how's it sit? All steel, all glass. I said, that sound like a fair race. We got Steph on the phone. I said, you got to drive. He said, I don't know, I'm going to drive with her. I said, Gordo, you got to drive. Now, mind you, I don't know nothing about this D-body guy, but he claimed he said he had it. So when we locked it in, first we went for locked it for a DP for like 1,000. He said, we went from 1,000 to 500. He said, he only got $200. I said, you know what, bump it. $200 it is. So we locked it in with Steph. We didn't send no money to nobody. It was his word was good as gold. So I said, okay. As soon as I locked it in and Steph put it on Facebook, Mike Brown called me and said, Bobby, do you know what you locked in with? I said, yeah, Gordo with a G-body. He said, man, that car is a class car. It runs 850. Yeah. I said, what? So I called Gordo back. I said, Gordo, what's this deal with this car? Oh, you already locked in. So now he got locked me in the car that flashes the sign. There's no way in hell I'm going to race a car that flashes the sign because that's going to put me in the spot. So as time went on, I had to race with Cliff. As time went on, I was trying to go back and say, Gordo, let's kind of weed this shit out because I don't want to race the car. So I guess Tori and then we were trying to talk to Bruno and them. They didn't want to talk at all. So I said, because I really didn't set no race with the Bruno and them guys. I don't even know who they are. So then I went to Gordo one more time right after we locked the race with LaRon and them, right before my stepmom passed. I said, Gordo, I'm going to talk to you as a man. Look, let's give Steph 50. I'll give Steph 50. You give Steph 50 and let him call the race off, and that way I can move on to the other race. He said, Bobby, I know you got two other big races coming up. You got concentrate on the races, but I'm going to call Eddie. I said, who the hell is Eddie? He said, that's the guy that's Ray Ray and the brother that be with Bruno and them. And I was like, huh? I said, why the fuck you calling up? I'm dealing with you. I said, I ain't got nothing to do with them guys. I'm dealing with you. So, I tried to reach out to Bruno on Facebook. I inboxed him on Facebook. He sent messages back to me. I don't talk to you guys. I don't talk to you. I'm like, huh? All I wanted to ask him was he going to let Gordo drive that car, and does he flash his time? Now, he was just that yellow bullet flashing 850 all day long 2 weeks ago. So why the hell do I go out there and race a car that flashes the time and put me in the spot? You understand what I'm saying? So
right.
Gordo
yeah.
got these guys. So Gordo got these guys believing that I went and locked them in for a specific car, that Grand Prix. I didn't ask for that Grand Prix. I don't even know that Grand Prix.
I didn't
know that Grand Prix. So Gordo said a steady line. So I said, Gordo, listen, man, I'm not trying to erase it. I'm concentrating on LaRon, and I'm concentrating on D&B boys. He said, I'll tell you what, I'm going to call Eddie, and I'm going to call Steph. He never called Steph. I waited all night for him to call me back. He got on the phone. He called me back the same night playing games on the phone. But he hangs on the phone and never called me back. I called Steph the next morning. That's his Steph. Did Gordo call you? He said, no. Gordo didn't ever call me. So I said, I told Steph what happened. He said, man, you can't believe what that man. He be lying all the time. You don't know what he's telling the truth. I said, yeah. Ray Ray said the same thing. He always telling the truth. So I said, you know what? Instead of me getting mad and all this, and he got these guys coming at him for $200, and then I try to be mad enough to pay no, to try to call a race off without nobody knowing what's going on. So I said, fuck it. Excuse my mouth. So I said, bump it. I went to the bank. I purposely went to the bank, and I said, lady, give me $100 in singles. $50 in pennies or whatever it was. Give me all the change you got. They said, well, sir, the bank is short change. I said, you be short of coins. I said, since the COVID, they are short of coins. I said, okay, fine. Right. Give me what you got. And I need $200 in change. Now, I was being nice. So I called Steph the day of the race. I said, Steph, I'm coming down there, but I'm not bringing my car. I said, because I'm not exposing my car, and I'm not trying to race my car against a car that flashes the time all the time. So that's why I gave him the money. I was being nice about it. I could have opened up the coins and let it all loose out, but I let the roads all rolled up. I gave him $100 in singles, wrapped up, and that's it. But he got these guys thinking that he's a victim and I'm the bad guy, acting like a bad guy. Man, please, talk about trucker money. I paid my dues and I paid my debt. He lucky I came out to pay the deposit. Well, he already explained it now. He got every bit of right to turn around and give it to him like that.
Yeah, exactly.
He got every bit of right. I don't care what nobody says.
Check this out. I'm standing by myself. Now, the whole crowd is right at the track. I'm standing by myself, and I'm waiting for something to jump off because how I gave. But when I gave Gordo that change, he came over there smiling with a hug. He already knew he had screwed up with me. So then now here come the tough boys, the Spanish, I guess the guys who own the Grand Prix. I said, you must be Bruno or who the other heavy set guy. They didn't want to talk to me at all. They didn't want to talk at all. They act like I owe them the money. If anything, you get mad at Bruno. He don't want to put your shit in this predicament, not me. I didn't know nothing about that car. I don't know nothing about the car. I was going to expose my car to an A50 car that flashes the time all the time. And he was just that yellow bullet 2 weeks ago flashing the time. Now all of a sudden he's going to get on Facebook and start talking tough. Man, get out of here with that BS.
Yeah, you're right. Hey, money is money.
So you see
why I did what I did?
Mm-hmm.
But Gordon not mad enough to tell the truth to these guys. He got, regardless how I paid him, I still paid the man. And the guys, you should have told the truth what really happened. Instead of saying, well, Bobby, I don't have a car. The Blazer ain't running. Don't move on to somebody else. I would respect that and move on. I wasn't trying to be no bully because I bought a car because I want to get back in the game and race. I didn't get back in this game to try to be tricked or anything like that. That's not my M.O. But the way these guys coming at me, I mean, I did a changed life. And the way I see things going, I ain't trying to go back to jail at all because that's the way it seemed like it was going. The way these guys talking to me like I'm some kind of little kid or something, that's not what happened. But if Gordon had opened his mouth and told the truth, none of this shit would have went off.
Uh-huh. Well,
now, I'm
surprised you ain't do nothing wrong. You paid it.
You paid it. Yeah.
Hey, you ain't did nothing wrong. Hey. You paid the funk out. It might not be the way they liked it, but you paid it.
Yeah, and they all get that over $200. What y'all get? $20 a piece for coming down there?
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm going to tell you something. This is the God honest truth now. Everybody knows when I do a shootout, whatever, it's a small block shootout or big. We had a problem with that one time. The person wanted to get in the thing. No, you can't get in when you show time. So when they do a no-time shootout, if somebody says, I'm going to put my car in there, they can put it in there. But now if you showed your times and they boys can prove that you showed your time within a year, that is, everybody knows that's how they play in the DMV or down south. If you showed it, you guess what? You just forfeit your money.
Mm-hmm.
You just forfeit your money. That's how it went. So
basically,
I can understand that, man. Somebody getting ready to show the time. You can't win no way around. Not good at all.
Somebody going to see it. Somebody going to know if you show time. Trust me. Somebody going to know it.
And a guy like that, as soon as everybody saw Mike Brown saw it on Facebook, he's the first one calling me. And this before he with the yellow bullet. So if he knew it, everybody else knew it. So everybody all the whole season long, man, the race was so hyped up that we forgot about that Grand Prix. We were doing clipping on Cliff and then the other stuff going on. But then after everything calmed down, then the Grand Prix popped back up. Then memories start coming back. Oh man, that's right. That car will run Bobby. So what's going on with OG Bobby with that car? Oh, he gonna get his head knocked off. And then meanwhile, in the back of my mind, I knew I was gonna race that car because I wasn't gonna expose my time to that car. So I got these guys guessing. They don't know what kind of my car run just because I beat Cliff, and Cliff ain't got a good time on me. So he don't know what I run. All they see is what I put on Facebook. What I want them to see how my car. I'm testing and tuning my car. So right now, I got these guys guessing how fast my car is.
Okay.
But I would not put myself out there to run that Grand Prix, that run the L-class car that runs 850 or better.
No, you're right. You're 100% right on that.
He did everything. Exactly. Well, it was funny to me. That's all I can say. I laughed my ass off. Bobby got him.
I know. I can only. What you said? You said it was $100 in coin.
It was $100 in single bills, $50 in pennies, and another 50, the rest of 50s in nickels and dimes.
Somebody, hold on, they hit me up now. I gotta open this mic. Hold on one second. He had me open it up. 973-7862. Your mic is open.
What's going on, gentlemen?
Yeah, right. He got gun on the phone.
That's correct.
Yeah.
You got motherfucking prime time on the phone right now.
Gun on the man. Explain now why he gave you that change.
Listen, ain't no bullshit. A lot of people took it the wrong way. I had no choice but to laugh because it was just like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he got one back, you know what I'm saying? I do fuck around a lot, you know what I'm saying? So it's cool. It's all love.
That's what's up.
On another note, you know what I'm saying? Everybody got a lot to say, but whatever, you know what I'm saying? I find my clever ways to fuck around. That was his, you know what I'm saying? You take it, you give it. That's just how it go.
Yeah.
So good report.
Okay. Good report. That's what I'm talking about. No hard feelings. Oh, well.
Nah, none of that. It's never no hard feelings. Joe, you know I take this racist shit, and I really love this racist shit, but on a racist note, you know what I'm saying? On a racist note, you know, there's just a lot of people. What I don't agree with, and Mike Brown did mention today, like, everybody chasing the same motherfuckers. Like, every week the same people. Every week the same people. Everybody picking on the same people.
About that?
The same guy's posting his car, and then the guy shows up to the fucking track with no seatbelt and his seat reclining like a lazy boy. And then, you know, and that's what got me upset. He was
on
it. He was, that's what really
wait,
got
wait,
me
you
upset.
Hold on. You saying too much. You got to put a name on it. Who the heck come up there like that?
Oh, no, I'm going to go. You know, Joe, I don't hold no hair on my tongue. It was Robert Kessie on Wednesday Rob comes to the track, and then he comes over. I'm like, what's going on? He's like, oh, I'm not racing. I didn't pass tech. I said, why you didn't pass tech? He's like, I don't know. He being hard on me. I go over to the tech guy. His name was Steve. Why you ain't pass my boy? I'm trying to get to his ass. I said, we got a street car we about to run him with. He said, Raz, I understand. He said, but the man doesn't even have seatbelts up to date. He said, his front seat not bolted down. So I walks over to Rob's car. Rob is walking back towards tech, so he kind of sees me in the middle. And then he's like, what'd he say? He ain't going to let me go, right? I went over. Crunch was standing over by a truck. And Crunch and a few other guys that were standing there. And I said, nah, bring your ass over here, and I'm going to address this sucker shit you did, because you could have easily just said you wasn't going to race and not drag everybody down there. So at that point, I went ahead and said, you know what? I paid Swizzle the deposit. I said, Swizzle, I can't run you. I'm not ready. I can't run you, but we here at the track. Let's do something. So that's when Keyshawn came over, and I offered him one and one. I offered him the break first, and then Swizzle said no. So we agreed to one and one, and that's when they went out there to race. But besides that, motherfuckers is hiding. Cars at the track, they park far. Nobody knows what's going on. You know, everybody talking about, oh, I want to do this, or I want to do that, or, yeah, I'll bust your ass this, or I'll bust your ass that. They type this shit all fucking week. They may type this shit for 3 months, and then motherfuckers don't even, let alone, not even not just come with your car. Come with your car and it ain't even ready to go. That's more embarrassing than not coming with your shit.
Yeah. Yep. Hey, that's why Cliff posted that thing on there. His seatbelt, Joe, had the date on. He said, I had to check mine. That's why Cliff put that post up there with the seatbelt.
and look, another thing, everybody got to stop ducking. I'm tired of this shit with motherfuckers going to the track. Or they act like they can't just go to the track. Like, they got to automatically wait for a DP to be up to go to the track. If you really love racing and you really want to get it the fuck on, post some shit, tell motherfuckers you about to go to the track, and let motherfuckers come out there and go racing. People want to build you a whole car before you even get to the track.
Yeah.
And
well,
then you build what they say. Joe, you build what they say, and the motherfuckers go in the bushes. Then they say they don't got what you got.
Mm-hmm. Good report.
But hold on.
You know what's my opinion?
Stay on here for a second. Stay on here for a back to like, just make sure I open up here. I see one of them on here want to get on some shit because I seen them even asking to get on here. I got the Bad Mouth Crew, Antoine, and them on here now too because I know they want to want to have a comment on a couple things because I know they got a couple races.
Open up to my Joe.
He there now. I got him open now. 443-7200. Your mic is open.
What up?
All right, that's
what's
right.
Going on?
I'm not gonna start too much trouble today. I'm not. You know what I mean? I'm not starting no trouble. All I want to say is, OG Bobby, you did a stand up thing. I would do the same shit. My question to you is this. Now let me ask. I'm gonna be the devil's advocate on this. If that is true that the car did light tons, why'd you even pay the deposit? You shouldn't even have to pay a deposit.
Because I locked it in. So I mean, I could have argued. I tried to talk to the owner of the car, but he didn't want to talk to the car. So I locked it in. So my word was my bond. I had to do what I had to do was right.
Big Country wanted to run Donye said, I'm not running him because I know how he going to end up. After he runs it, he's going to end up flashing his time up. And then all you guys are going to be screwed. What did he do?
Oh,
right after that,
he never ran.
He didn't run down. He flashed the times up. Everybody was all pissed off. That's why the rules came, because everybody knew how fast Big Country went. And now they done screwed all the other guys up on their race. A lot of guys even know what cars went. You know, you kind of –
Kanye was the only one that wouldn't run him.
Kanye was the only one that wouldn't run him. And Kanye kept getting his money, kept running people. Meanwhile, the other guys ran, what they had to do. Man, that's bullshit. Now I got – want to sell a shit or try to build something faster. Rock was pissed off like hell. He said that ain't freaking grudge racing. That's not grudge racing at all. You can't do that. You messing up somebody else's program.
Point, what you see right now, you know everything that's happening up north. Who do you know is ready to race, and what do you think is compatible? What cars you think is, like, for instance, Mike wants to run the IROC. Why is Jeffrey Ford and Denzel all of a sudden partners with Mike Brown? Why are they not going out there to race Mike Brown?
Oh, I couldn't tell you on that one. I don't know.
But
what is this?
I can't race you because you're like all the fast guys. It's like all the fast guys all of a sudden all year is we motherfucker, we is friends. I tell you what, me and my brother, we grew up. My brother had an RX-7, I had an RX-7. We used to race each other all the goddamn time.
Well, I can tell you, I'm going to tell you just how it is, and I've seen it happen. Don't get me wrong. I've seen it over here. Guys over here, friends, but I've seen them race on the street, back and forth at it. I've seen them do that. I've seen a couple of guys.
Why is Denzel not racing the IROC?
I couldn't tell you on that one.
I don't know, y'all.
Ain't Jeffrey been at the 4th Street Posse for all a long time? Haven't they been out there? Jeffrey been part of the 4th Street Posse for I don't know how many years. So basically,
what's that got to do with the price of rice in China? We're looking for action. Why build race cars?
This is what I'm going to tell you. This is the reason why I'm going to tell you. I'm quite sure that everybody knows what the other one got and how fast they're capable of going, and that's probably the reason why. One of them know they can't beat them. That's all. That's what I'm thinking. I bet you that's what it is. You know, I'll tell you right now, Gordo. We playing poker right now. Hold up. We getting ready to play poker. All of us playing poker. You know, I got my mother sitting with five aces in my damn hand. You got five kings in your hand. You know I got five aces. You still going to bet me?
Hell yeah.
You still going to bet me?
You know why? Because
I
got still going to
bet me, yes or no?
Why.
No, I want to ask you. You still going to bet?
Hey, Joe. I knew that Tick had a better motor, better car, better driver, right?
No, I'm
but
talking about ET.
Let me give you the same scenario. Everybody and their mother told me how I was going to lose, and I went out there and won. Swizzle just went out there and ran a street car that drives around Patterson on pump gas, and he lost. Why? Hey, did he go out there? Did the kid gamble? Yeah, they gambled. And it was a good pot with a street car. Did he have to win? Did it make sense for him to go? No, but he went and he won.
Okay.
The fastest car don't always win.
No, it don't. I ain't gonna lie to you, but if you know, look.
You gonna sit there and let
nine
a man,
times out of ten,
let a man say I could beat you. If a man tell me he could beat me, motherfucker, you gotta show me.
Ain't everybody gonna wanna listen? I don't be no harm. Like, ain't too many people I know gamble like that. I'm be real. Everybody else know that. I understand. I'm not gonna lie to you. If I know I'm up there close to you and I'm in that race, but if I'm already out caliber and I know I ain't got nothing, you got me covered by 2 or 3 tenths, ain't no way in the hell I'm going out there. Now, if I think I got a tenth, you only got me and you a tenth, I'm going out there. I'm going to try something. But 2 or 3
if
tenths,
you was Keyshawn, would
no.
you have Ray Swizzle? If you was Keyshawn, would you have Ray Swizzle?
Yes, I would have with that.
Why?
Because Swizzle can't. Why? Because Swizzle had nothing but problems all last year. At the track with the car, he had problems with the transmission, everything else. That's the only reason why I would have gambled. He didn't get no data on the car, so that's why I
said
I would have
went out there. No, but realistically, that's not a fair race.
I ain't gonna say that because listen, I'm looking like this here way. Everybody always think that because this one had a little bit more motor, but weight means power too. So don't let nobody fool you about that shit either. So let's be real. That Mustang gets that deep body.
This kid got a car that he drives on the highway.
Listen, we got one over here like that too. But the daggone guy won't race for money. I don't know why, but he got it, and he got a car too. But I'm telling you, the car is light.
You better not have nothing that fit like that.
The guy won't race for money. I wish he would. He will not race for money.
You my man, right? I like you a lot. You my man. I got love for you, right? But look, I'll go to your ass this Sunday.
I could get him to race for money, I swear I would bring him out there. I would love
to. Joe, stop doing the look away. That man just said he'll run your ass if you come out there Sunday. You not getting out of that.
Ain't say me. He said that car.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. No, I said you.
He said you. I knew what I heard.
I like this guy on the phone.
You said the Mustang that Swivel had.
But he go to your ass if you come out there.
I
want to
know what car. That's the problem.
He ain't going to do me like he did OG.
I want to know the car.
I'm talking about Swizzle. I'm talking about Swizzle going to your ass this Sunday.
Yeah,
the car that ain't got no data want to go to your ass this Sunday.
Put Swizzle on the phone right now. Swivel on the line right now. I don't give a shit. I'll do that. Now, don't talk me to Jeff. And I ain't got no data. I'm running Nike just like y'all running Nike. So let's go. Put him on that motherfucker right now. Let's go. You ain't got to talk me to Jeff. And I got money just like y'all got money, so you ain't got to worry about that.
Let's get this.
I'll run y'all for that same $7,500.
Good God Almighty.
I got nitrous on my shit. I've been waiting for this shit anyhow. I've been putting nitrous on my shit. I ain't tried it. I'm going to test it. We're going to go.
Ain't nobody saying nothing now.
He called him.
He called him.
He was scared me about that shit. I don't want to bought my shit.
Hello?
I got my nice shit.
Hey, Joe.
Blow my shit up if I got to.
Hey, Joe.
Yep.
I made the bad call. I got Swizzle on the phone. You told a goddamn lie.
Swizzle, we going to go? We going to go at it? Nitrous Sunday?
With your Vega?
Yep.
I'll do that. I'll try, but I'm gonna put a drive in the car.
You and me.
I gotta put a drive in the car right now. Someone with a little bit more experience. The car's a little too.
I ain't been in the car in over a year, so it don't matter. That's what I'm saying. I'm going out there.
You told the goddamn lie.
Gordo, make a bet, dude. Tell me, Gordo, when I went. Go ahead, tell me when I went, Gordo, last time. Tell me when I went, Gordo.
What you said?
Come on, Gordo.
What you said?
Tell me when I went. I'm gonna tell you. I'm gonna show you.
Don't try to say this shit because I ain't even been out there.
Bottom line is, I'll try that Vega, but I'm putting another drive in the car. I mean, if you got a problem with that, then you know I'm not gonna sit and go back and forth with you. But I'll definitely.
No, I understand, Swizzle. Okay, Swizzle.
You know what I mean?
Then if that's the case, I just got to make sure I'm going to trust him with me and you. I got no problem. But if you tell me you're going to put a drive, I'm putting a drive in mine. I'm going to let my little guy drive it. We call another date. You call a date. Call a date, and we go. Give me enough time to let my son drive it. I'm going to let the little man go in there and drive.
I'll see you
call
Sunday.
Call a date.
Sunday.
Huh?
Sunday.
No. My son gonna drive. He gonna drive. I'm gonna let him drive. Don't worry about it. I'm gonna let my son. I'm not gonna put him in it like that. I'm gonna give him a chance to do it. I said I would gamble with you. When you said that, I gamble with you.
So what happened?
Give me a date. Give me another date. Just give me a date. I don't care. Just give me another date.
Just long as it ain't this Sunday.
I gotta just give my son a little bit of time. I mean, we can lock in. Look, how about this here? We lock in. We both gonna lock in right now. Straight head, small tire, 1/4 valve, cast manifold, nitrous, done.
And your Vega. Hello?
Yeah, my Vega. Get your Buick. Straight head,
nitrous,
both of us.
Small blocks. This Sunday.
Straight head. No, not this Sunday. I told you. Any other day. We lock in ahead of time, and that's it. We'll have it locked in ahead of time. My son going to drive it. I'm going to let my son drive. I don't care who you drives right,
so
in your car. I'm not going to cry about it.
All right, so go ahead and get your driver, and we'll talk about a lock-in for another date. Then I'm not going to go back and forth. I don't want to do a whole bunch of
No, but we can call a lock, so we ain't. I'm not bullshitting. You ain't bullshitting. You can call a lock.
Your word is good, Quizzle. I'm not going through all of that. If it's this Sunday, we can do it. If you want to do it for another date, then we'll lock in another date.
All right, I'm just saying, but I could have locked in you like this here. I'm just being real about it. I can lock you in and say we definitely got to be ready by such and such date, and that's it.
Joe, call it the next weekend, not this weekend, the next weekend.
I can't say that next weekend. Because he got a job going through now, so I just got to make sure. He just got back up here from Florida, so he ain't even going to have his shit. I don't think he's going to be able to get off of this week to go and play with his car.
Hey, Joe, I'm open on Saturdays and Sundays. I'm open on Saturdays and Sundays.
What do you mean, open? Yeah. We'll make a date. And matter of fact, we both comfortable with what's his name being Fat Al being the deposit man, right? Whatever. Or Steph.
No, we not.
It don't matter.
Steph. We'll use Steph.
Okay. Steph is cool. It's cool. All Steph right. is cool. That's no problem.
I told you, Swizzle,
let me just tell you one thing. I don't care about run. I'm not going to run at Allen. I'm not going to run at Acko. I'll run at Cecil. I'll run at Maryland. I'll run at Lags, but I'm not running at Acko or Allen Jagway. I'll run at any one of them other tracks. That's all I say.
I'm not going for a track
that's going to be inconsistent. That's all I'm just saying. I'll do it. That's no problem. I'll do it.
All right.
Why don't y'all lock in for July 3rd Grudgeman Day?
Why don't you just mind your business? I don't need no help with this.
I wasn't talking to you anyway. How about I can talk and there's nothing you can say, but let's make it real clear. I just throw it out of date. That's all I did.
So
all that won't even necessary. Right. That won't even necessary, bro.
No, I don't know you.
I'm talking to Joe. I tell you what, I'm talking to Joe. How about that? You heard what I say. I said I'm talking to Joe. I'm talking to Joe. Hey, Joe, that'd be a good date, July 3rd, Joe. Since I'm talking to you, Joe, I think July 3rd, if you want to run somebody, Joe, that'd be a good day.
If Joe say July 3rd, I'm going to make Swizzle go to his ass July 3rd.
July 3rd. Don't talk me to death, Gordo.
July
3rd, Gordo. July 3rd. Hold on, Gordo. July 3rd. I'm going to send it to Steph right now. You want it? Call Steph on here right now.
Get Steph on the phone.
Look, man, you guys go ahead and work it out and let me know what y'all do.
I'll take care of the rest of you. y'all gonna stop that bullshit. You hear me?
Hey, wait a minute, man said July 3rd, Gordo. Joe said July 3rd.
I heard July 3rd,
Gordo.
Too.
July 3rd is the motherfucking date.
July 3rd. That's good with me.
Hey, Joe,
y'all do y'all thing.
Steph on the phone.
Nah, you ain't dialed him, did you? Hold on.
Hey, no, Joe, listen, Joe.
Somebody
dialed
me
and you a mess.
Right now. Hold on. Dial Joe. I'm going to step on you right now. Hold on.
Open Marcus, Mike.
Hold on.
Hey, what's up, fellas? Hey, listen, I've been sitting back, you know what I mean, I've been sitting back listening, because, you know me, I'm trying to get my work out and at the gym, but I heard somebody named Swizzle said he was trying to lock in, but he told me on the internet that he needed to get his suspension right, so I mean, what's up with it, I mean, is he bullshitting, or he picking and choosing? I mean, Sweet Low looking for Swizzle. I mean, ain't nothing else to talk about. Sweet Low looking for Swizzle.
You said what?
Sweet Low is looking for Swizzle. I don't want to hear about no other cars. I don't want to hear about no no vacations, no goddamn airplane tickets. Where is Swizzle? That's what I want to talk about. Where is Swizzle? That's what now, can we get that?
Swizzle,
can we get that locked?
Swizzle, what's this on the phone? You ain't saying nothing.
Can we? Listen, man, I was on
mic.
But listen, I would lock him in for Sunday, or I would lock him in for July the 3rd, Graduate Day. It's just that simple. And he can run for something small, or we can run for something big. I just want to get it in. That's all I want to do.
You know, he can come how he comes, and I'll come how I come.
You sound like a
gentleman. You're going to get you a DP, too.
Okay. So is Swizzle on the phone? Or can you lock Swizzle in? Can you lock Swizzle in? Can you lock his car in?
No, for July 3rd.
Yeah, for July 3rd. Yes, can you lock that in for him?
For July 3rd with Sweet and Low?
Yes, sir.
Head up.
Hello? Joe, did you click me off?
Nah, he's still on.
I mean,
I'm trying to get Swizzle on the phone.
All right, well, listen, go ahead, try to get him on the phone. I'm going to go back on mute. But, yeah, you know what it is. That's Sweet and Low trying to look for Swizzle. It's just that simple, July 3rd or this weekend.
I got a question for you, though. What do Sweet and Low want to give Dustbuster?
Nothing. I'm not giving nothing with no goddamn – you know how Dustbuster said, you know how Sweet and Low said. It's just that simple.
Sweet and Low got
I ain't giving him nothing. That's cool, and you know it's a big heavy motherfucker Chevy.
You know what? I'll just whoop your ass this Sunday.
Can you call him, please?
I'll whoop your ass this Sunday.
I'm waiting for Joe Gray to say July 3rd.
It's locked. You ain't gotta say no more.
Hey, all right, well, listen, Joe, I'm going to get back to my workout, but as soon as Swizzle come back online, please unmute my line again. Thank you.
Gordo?
Uh-huh.
Hey, Joe.
Uh-huh.
Gordo?
Uh-huh.
Gordo? I'm getting in contact with him right now. Hold on. Stay on the phone.
It ain't no fun when the rabbit got the gun. Huh.
Hey, fan Albert.
What the hell about ice cream, man?
You hear that, fan Albert? Yeah, the ice cream, man. Uh-oh. No. I hear crickets, goddamn. I hear crickets.
Hold on. Let me open up a couple more of these mics, you guys. Hold on 1 second. 516-7295. Your mic is open.
You know who it is. 50,000, boy. I'm listening to y'all boys. One sound scared and one sound frightened. I don't know. One sound scared and one sound frightened. Lord have mercy.
But the man say, if Joe say July 3rd, I'm going to go to your ass. Joe said July 3rd. What else he boy? He did what the man said.
Yeah, he did. Also, like what Sweet and Low said, Sunday.
Or the third.
What happened to Sunday? What are you guys going to July 3rd? Well, what about Sunday?
Everybody went off. Everybody went back on mute, I guess, Spencer. Marcus came on here and did it again. Marcus done came on here and did it again. He done, Mad Mouth Food done took over the show again. Here we go.
Damn.
He
said he looking for Swizzle. He made it clear. He looking for Swizzle.
Well, I mean, he made a post. I mean, he made a post now. He made a post looking for him now. I don't know what happened, but been kind of quiet. See, it ain't no fun when the rabbit got the gun.
You got that shit right.
Don't take my saying.
Hey, all I can say is the show is taking a long time to call back. Hey, bitch, get back on. The show is taking a long time.
Hey, the lines got crossed.
Right, there, Gordo, I was liking Gordo at first. I don't know what happened to him now.
Hey, remember when you come on the show, you're supposed to say, state your name, how you sit, when you try and engage. Goddamn, he did all that, and he's still quiet. What the hell going on here, man?
I don't know.
Here he is.
Oh, there you go. Come on, Gordo. Okay, what's the result?
No.
Gordo?
He said he liked July 3rd.
Oh, we can do that. Marcus, I'll mute your phone. Yes, we can lock that in. Yes,
that,
Lord.
Hey, it's mighty strange when I throw it
no,
up.
No, that's for Joe Gray. That's for Joe Gray.
Hey, Antoine, handle that, Antoine. You got lock in right.
I got it.
It's mighty like when I said July 3rd, your man goes, he blows a asshole, but now he come back and say July 3rd. God almighty.
he said July 3rd. He just texted me right now, said July 3rd, good for Joe Gray.
Okay, can we lock in Sweet Joe versus Swizzle for 3 on 1500 or better? Can we do that too?
You said what?
Can we lock Swizzle versus Sweet Low, 3 on 1500 or better?
He told me not to lock that in. He said Joe first.
Okay, that's fine.
It ain't my
call,
because if it was my call, I'd do it. If it was mine,
well,
I'd be doing it.
Well, look, just tell
but
him.
You
just,
wait a minute. Anton, but Gordo, so you just said you would make the man do it. You said you'll make the man. Can't you make him again? Can you make him twice?
No, he liked the race with Joe.
He think he got
something sweet.
Oh,
that's what it is.
Oh, but I'm saying, you say he picking and choosing like Joe Sweet. You say he picking and choosing like Joe Sweet.
We gonna find out if I get your bad taste in your mouth.
Hey Joe, see, then what I do, I make the action. I did the same thing on Sunday.
And look what happened.
Uh-oh. Oh, shit, I'm back quiet. I'm back on mute on that one.
Look.
Good report, Bobby.
You let this
look at this, look what happened. Hey, Bobby, you talking like you want some of Swizzle.
Hey, he already told me I'm on the list. He already said it. It ain't no secret.
You can get some head up, nitrous apiece.
I'll see y'all July 3rd.
Oh shit. Good.
Oh shit.
I bet you
Gordo, y'all
Joe,
gonna have a busy schedule July 3rd, Gordo.
I bet you a steak in the pina colada this motherfucker don't raise.
July 3rd, head up.
I bet I'll bet you $100 that he raised you. How about that? Forget the steak.
Ah,
I'm betting with him.
I bet you $500 that we cut his nuts.
$500. You want to lock that in?
Uh-huh.
July 3rd.
Oh, hold on, Bobby. He allowed to put anybody in his car too, right? Just like y'all.
We don't give a goddamn if he puts John Force in there.
Okay. As long as he comes with that small block straight head, like he said on Nitrous, we're going to do it.
Straight head on, guys. OG Bobby, big block on, guys. We're not stepping drivers. If you got a heartbeat, put him in there.
Yep.
So you rather hold up.
That's about to say, Flat Albert. He'd rather place a big block with Nitrous than a small block with Nitrous.
No, but you got a different kind of big block. See, you got a rare. Bobby, you got to understand. You got
what?
A rare breed. You got a rare breed of big blocks. You got some shit called.
Nah. I got a big block just like anybody else got big blocks.
Shit.
But you got to
face
a big block with Nitrous.
That's a motherfucking lawnmower.
I'm going to show you what that lawnmower going to do. Cut your asses off like you did, like them young boys did Sunday.
Them young boys, that's my family.
Oh,
we just went out there freaking. That's my family.
Yeah. And they made y'all look like
I raised my own. I raised my own family. We was freaking. That's my family.
Yeah. Okay.
Hey, OG Bobby, how many races you got? How many races you got Sunday? Hold on. I'm going to stop something right now. How many races you got Sunday, OG?
It's two or possible three, but I'm trying to work something out with. I'm waiting for, what's his name, Brandon to get back. Because Brandon wanted to race, but he wanted to take one of them guys' spots. But I told him if he wanted LaRon, because LaRon got a heavy schedule, I said LaRon want to push another date back where I could do it because Brandon really want to race.
How Brandon going to do with you?
I told Brandon we'd run the head up, I'd get off his bumpers.
What, juice to juice?
He got a small block. I got a big block with nitrous.
And he gonna run small block on nitrous, right?
No, he ain't got no nitrous. I'm going to run him head up. I'm going to shoot. He don't. I'm going to get off him on the top side.
Hold up. Lock that one in. You locked that one in already?
This is locking me.
I'm waiting for him to call me back.
Somebody call Brandon right now and lock this thing in so we know we got that one.
Damn,
because I want a clause in this bitch. Wait. The reason why I want a clause in it, Bobby, and I'm going to ask you right now, if we put a clause in it, and could you have somebody drive the car for this here Sunday against Swizzle, and I'll put the money up, and I'll motherfucking go half with you. Whatever it is, I'll take care of half for you.
Hey, listen.
If you put somebody in the car, I'll bet the whole freaking car, and I'll give you half.
Hey, Joe, he ain't got to have nobody drive it. God damn it, I'll push our race back, and I'll drive it for him. That's how bad I'll fuck Swizzle up. With his car, and then I'll fuck him up with mine. Now, get him on the line.
Gordo, your bailer.
Yeah,
hey,
I said it.
I love it. Damn, Gordo, you came over here to everybody and put him back in the bushes. Gordo, you can come out.
Go ahead, go get him on the phone now. We're going to lock that money in right now. I'm going to send a straight to Steph. I'll send $1,000 to Steph right now. It was one of the break clause for Bobby in case he breaks the damn car on the first run. That's all. Now, Bobby, is that cool with you?
I'm good with it.
Swizzle say he'll run OG Bobby off the trailer.
We ain't running off the trailer. We ain't doing that shit off the trailer. We running the motherfucking one pass, whatever. He got to do his money, run the first one. After that, long as he ain't break, we going right on his ass. Now, you put what your money is. Now.
Oh, shit.
Don't talk that crazy shit.
Uh-oh, Gordo. Uh-oh.
You know what, though? Hey, Joe, you know what I like better than that?
No, I'm talking about this.
I could go ahead and race something out of the camp and do the same race with the Cutlass.
Nah,
you
just said you called
it.
Out the race with OG Bobby. Y'all picking on the man. Now I'm going to get him off y'all. Now let's go ahead.
That's
gonna
right.
Bet. You
that's
ain't got to worry
that's
about
the
money.
One.
I'm betting the money for him.
I want to run OG Bobby with the car.
You take Swizzle car. I'm telling you right now, I'll send $1,000 to Step on Cash App right now, and we lock him for $5,000 Sunday.
I tell you what, let Gordo drive. Let Gordo drive. I'm going to drive OGB Bobby car, and we're going to fuck him up like that. Let Gordo drive.
You said what? I wish they would let me get that motherfucking car. Don't you wish they would. Goddamn, I'm talking to get the man on the phone.
Let's lock in. Let's get this shit going.
Hey, Joe.
That's how
hey,
we look
Joe.
At it.
You know what I could do?
Let's lock this shit in right now, and let's get it over with.
OG gave me the right thing.
He said, if he can turn around and get the person to drive, I don't care. I don't care who he wants
that's
to
right.
drive. I let OG, that's his car. Whatever he gets, he say he got a person to drive. I'm going to put that money up, and we'll do it Sunday.
And if you need a wish, go to the Wizard.
and like I said, I'll send Steph $1,000 in Cash App right now.
Yo, lock in for July 3rd. Lock in for July 3rd, Swizzle and OG Bobby.
You just said just a while. No, no, you just said Sunday. Let's get this shit over with Sunday and get it over with.
Yes, you did.
That's
he
it.
Said,
oh,
he said July 3rd. Swizzle.
Nah, you go ahead. Swizzle needs some gas money to get there. I'll give him some gas. Shit.
He said July 3rd.
You talking? I think you just talking just because it's free. Now go get him back on the phone. Let's lock this shit in. It's going to happen.
Listen, he just, yo, I'm a screenshot.
Get him on
look,
the phone. No, he said
I'm
if he got oil pressure, he was going to run.
He
was wait. Hold on. Listen to everybody. I want to let everybody know something. He said if he was going to have oil pressure, he would be running Butchie Woods this week, right? But now you got oil pressure still. But damn, we got OG Bobby taking his damn place. Let's get busy.
Uh-oh.
Let's get busy.
Gordo, you did say you were about this Sunday. Now y'all want to push it back to the date I said, which your man got all upset with me because I said July 3rd. Now y'all want to do July 3rd. Man, there's a lot of bullshit going on here tonight. I'm going to ring that bell, Joe. Ding, 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 ding. I'm ringing the bullshit bell, Joe. Ding, 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 ding. Ah, y'all thought y'all was going to bully Bobby at my age. Who he was supposed to race Sunday?
They said they would run the man, Butchie Woods, if they still got oil pressure on this here Sunday Sun coming. You ain't got to worry about it. We got OG Bobby ready to go. His money is ready to go. I don't care if he loses first race. As long as he ain't broke, he's going right out there and running. Now, you ain't got to worry about the money. And I'll put the $1,000 in Steph's hand in 5 minutes right now.
Good God almighty. Woo! Calling Gordo to the mic. Calling Gordo to the mic.
Joe, he just texted me. He just texted me and said my driver not available for Sunday. He better not be available. That driver better not show up.
But he said, but the first time he could talk about, yo, we just Sunday. Why did that? He was bluffing all that time, too?
All that time.
Man, y'all. That's bullshit.
I don't know,
hold
Joe.
On, y'all. Hold on.
I don't
let me
know
to open
Joe.
Up a couple more of these mics. I thought we were getting ready to get
I was on your
up,
side
but.
At the beginning, Gordo. I was your man when you
listen,
first came
over. Listen, he said July 3rd. He said we'll shoot for July 3rd. This is what he just said.
But what did he say? What did you know, like they say, a pair of lips will say anything. What did he just say earlier? He be ready for
Joe,
Sunday.
Joe,
so
Joe,
now Sunday
Joe.
It is. We got the shit ready Sunday. Let's get busy.
Joe.
Yes.
Move on to something. Every time you call they bluff, they move to a different date. Move on to something else, please.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right, thanks, Dave. Good report. All right, let me open up another mic. And hold on, y'all. Hold on.
Yeah. Tell Fat Albert mind his goddamn business.
Tell Fat Albert what?
He teasing you at Twitch, said, mind your damn business.
Yeah.
Hey, look, I said July 3rd. Now you want to race
that's the only day they want to race on is July 3rd now. You should have mind your goddamn business. Hey, Fat Albert.
I should have mind my business. Yeah.
Hey, Fat Albert, this is a car going to be at MIR this weekend.
Uh-oh.
Well, somebody got a lot of stack. That's you, Clippy. Hold on a second.
I didn't know if they were locked in with anybody.
I don't
somebody got a lot of stuff. Oh, that's Dave. That's your phone, Dave.
Nah, they're on the phone to fight. They fighting down there.
I don't think Butchie got the races locked in. No, Butchie ain't got no races locked in.
No.
Okay.
Hold on. Who got a window open or something? Is that you?
Yeah. No, it ain't me. I'm
on. Antoine, is that your phone?
No,
it
ain't me.
Hold on. Let's see whose phone that is. That was you, 50. 50, your phone has got a lot of static. I just had to mute it for a minute. That's 50's
that's
phone.
50. Yeah.
How about now?
Better
okay,
now.
You good.
You good. Perfect.
Good.
All right. 201-9355, your mic is open.
What's up, guys?
What's going on, Clippy?
What's up, Clippy?
Hey, Fat Albert, how's it going? Everybody
right.
out there.
Hey, Cliff, now I know why you put that post up about that seatbelt.
Well, yeah, you know what? Seatbelts are, you know what, you can't forget about them shit.
Yeah,
I have done it, so you really can. So this close to the game, I had to take a look. I said, you know what? Let me go to fuck take a look. And that was it. But she
also, so, Cliffy, is he still trying to run YouTube?
Who?
What do you call him? Rob?
Not that I know of.
Okay. Hey, is somebody in the background noise? Because you can hear a lot of background in the thing.
Not me.
Let's just find out who that is. Well, hold on one second. Fly Tie wanted me to open his mic up. Let me make sure. 516-6362. Your mic is open.
Yo, Joe, what's up, baby?
What's going on now, Fly Tie? Hey.
Hey, man.
They said you was trying to run from a van here. He's over here, OG Bobby, huh?
Yeah.
Hey, Joe, I'll be back in 10 minutes, Joe. I'll be back in 10
okay.
minutes.
Okay,
Joe, that was something we talked about. You know, LeRon got a lot on his plate. But LeRon trying to eat good, so LeRon don't want to let Bobby off the plate. So me and Bobby ain't going to happen this weekend.
Okay.
Yeah, that ain't gonna happen. I spoke to LeRon. He said nah. He said he ain't gonna let Bobby off the plate. Plus, it's for more money than what Bobby and I talked about running for. So, you know, LeRon said he wants to
Bobby.
He ain't gotta
let me off the plate. He can put the date back if you want. If you really want to race.
Nah, he said he don't want to let you get away.
Oh, I ain't going nowhere.
Get away. Yeah,
I ain't
said,
going
he
nowhere.
He don't want to let you get away. So
listen. He can keep the deposit
you,
up. Let me finish.
But,
he can keep. You call me about this race. He can keep the deposit up to July 3rd, and you can take his spot, like you said. I don't want the deposit.
Nah, but hold up. You said.
But you said you wanted to run.
No, I did. I do want to run you. But the thing is, you said that after this weekend, you're taking some time off. Now you're saying that you could put
I am
the date
time
back.
Off.
So how you going to race June 3rd if you taking time off?
July 3rd.
Listen, I'm trying to accommodate
May to July, that's a whole month you're going to be taking off.
Well, Joe, I mean, I can't jump in that man's head and know how much time he's taking off. He just said he was taking time off. Now he's saying July 3rd.
Brandon, I'm telling you right now, do you want to do it or not?
I would lock you in right now. But the thing is,
so get LeRon the phone. Get LeRon the phone. I can tell LeRon we can push it back. Me and his race July 3rd, and me and you can do it this coming Sunday. All right,
hold up.
Hello?
Damn. Yeah. He's calling them up right now.
Hold up.
Hmm.
Like I said, I spoke to the man. The man said he ain't want to let you off the hook.
Hey, I'm not going nowhere.
All right, hold on.
I got more respect for LeRon.
Listen,
called me about this, Brandon. I told you I put your head up
Bobby.
And get off your ass on the side quarter mile. That's exactly what I said. So since you want to do this
Yo,
race
Bobby,
so
hold
bad.
On, Bobby, hold on.
What?
I get paid to talk for a living. You're not going to out-talk me. So just hold on. Yo, lot. I'm on the radio today. No, I'm on right now. So, Bobby wants to push you and his race to July 3rd so that him and I can race on Sunday.
Okay.
Are you okay
cool
with
that, LeBron?
Hold up. I just want to make sure. Are you cool with that?
Yeah, I'm cool with that.
How much are you and Bobby racing for?
$5,000.
Say what?
You and Bobby are racing for $5,000? So, Bobby, do you want to race me for $5,000?
No. We already talked about it, Brandon. Don't start flipping on me now.
I'm just asking you
want to
race
for no big money. Brandon,
I'm
don't get on this radio show talking flipping now. That's not what you said we talked earlier. You said you want to bet for little money. I said 500 DP for $2,000
to bet. Dude, listen, I get paid to talk for a living. You're not going to out-talk me, okay?
I'm not trying to out-talk. Don't get on the radio show and start telling like you didn't have a conversation earlier.
Dude. I'm being courteous to you. You're taking $5,000 off your plate, so I'm asking you, is that what you
want to
race?
Me and LeRon got that already locked. I said, I don't want LeRon to cheat because he was good enough for my half-death of my family, so I got him respect for him to do what he did. So I'm willing to push his legs back if he wanted to do it, and me, you could do our work this coming Sunday. Since you called me out. I didn't call you out. You called me out.
All right. Yo, here we go. So here's what we're going to do, because LaRon just joined. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to do the race that you and I talked about. We're going to do the race that you and I talked about. As long as you have a standard deck height big block with conventional heads, I'm going to try you. My standard degree, standard deck height motor. If you're going to spray, I'm going to come on motor. You got Quinn.
And we're doing a quarter mile.
Quarter mile.
Yeah.
Five on 2,000 or better. My car, your car, no tricks. I'm capped up. All steel, all glass. Are we locked?
We locked. We locked.
Sounds good. I'll see you Sunday. It don't take all day to get a race.
Listen. Don't tell me what it would take. Whatever the race, how the race is locked in, I mean, that's how the schedule comes out. I don't know who's up first.
Put a time on it. Put a time on it.
I don't know who the first. We got a DP man first.
Man, we in the lanes at 1 o'clock.
Oh, that's too early. Who the DP man first? We got a DP man.
Albert could be the DP man, right? There you go. That ends that conversation right there.
Joe,
there you go, Mr. Albert. Go ahead.
Is
Steph on the phone?
Yeah, get him on the phone. Or even Mike Brown.
I'm already down with this. Can you still hear me?
Yeah.
All right, I got Bobby right here.
What's up,
Here's
man?
What's going down for Sunday. You the DP man. Bobby's cutlass, my cutlass, all steel, all glass. He's coming in with his standard degree conventional head. I'm coming with my standard degree, standard deck height motor. He's going to spray. I'm coming on motor, quarter mile. Heads up, he has to clear me. 28 stock suspension.
In the quarter?
Pro three.
In the car. Yeah, in the quarter.
In the quarter. Mm-hmm. 5 on 2,000 or better. In the lane at what time, Bobby?
What time? Hey, LaRon, what time was that race?
Yeah, I didn't have a time. 2 o'clock?
Is 4 o'clock good? 4 o'clock good?
In the lanes at 4 o'clock.
Is 4 good?
That's good for me.
Yeah, that's good for me. 4 o'clock.
Okay.
And then, and Steph, me, that field around race is going to push back to July 3rd.
Okay.
All right?
Yeah, I got you.
Sounds good. I'll see y'all Sunday. Let me load up.
Hey, Brandon.
That race is locked, man.
Yo, am I unmuted?
Huh?
Am I unmuted?
Yeah, you're unmuted. Go ahead. You're talking.
Okay. Hey, Tyson, you there? I guess Tyson got
it. Tyson. He should be still there.
Nah, he got off.
Oh, no, he got off. He got off.
Okay, no problem. So he's going to
run y'all going quarter mile. He going to run motor, and you got to get off his bumpers.
And he's spraying.
Yeah, I'm shooting. He don't. I'm running ahead. I'm get off on the top side.
So get off at the top side. Jeez.
Oh. I like that motherfucking race there.
Bobby,
I'm gonna have a bag of money on the side just waiting. Don't tell anybody. Just get some out of it. All right, I'm back. What I missed, Joe? What I missed, Joe? What I missed?
OG Bobby and Fly Tie locked in just a while ago with the Oldsmobile that be down south. Fly Tie going to run motor. OG Bobby going to run nitrous. Fly Tie going to run to the, I mean, they going to run to the quarter mile. OG Bobby just got to get off.
Got to clock. Okay.
4 o'clock. Both Oldsmobile. Both of them.
Hey, what race is that for, Joe? What race is that for?
That's for this Sunday. They're going to do it this Sunday.
Okay, good shit. Good deal.
Mm-hmm. And what was being split will be going July 3rd.
How's the weather going to be this weekend? 60,
on Sunday,
it's
68 degrees.
Mm-hmm. Okay, it's perfect. Perfect. Perfect for Sunday.
All right. Well, that's a lot. So. Yeah. Hold on 1 second. You guys got to make sure I open up a couple more of these mics. I see a lot of them sitting there. 336-9816. Your mic is open.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. What's going on?
What's going on, Budgie? Budgie Woods.
Budgie Woods, my main man.
Oh, now I'm your main man now, huh?
You
didn't like
me,
but now
man.
I'm your main man all of a sudden, huh?
Budgie, you my man. Well, I love you to tell you my man, Budgie.
Yeah, you a big shit starter.
Hey, Budgie, somebody asked you, was you running your car this weekend? I told them no. You're not running your car this weekend.
I don't know. I don't know right now.
Oh.
I won't know.
Oh,
I don't
okay.
know right now.
Okay.
I'm stuck in the woods right now.
Report.
Okay. Will you be stuck in the woods for July 3rd?
Uh-oh. I'm back on mute.
Excuse me?
Will you be stuck in the woods on July 3rd?
I don't know right now.
Let me
I
know
might be ready before July 3rd.
I'm right off the trailer.
Excuse me?
I want to get across your ass on July 3rd off the trailer.
Okay.
Who the heck? Good Lord.
Yep.
Antoine, you just very disrespectful today, man. You very disrespectful.
No, I have manners right now. I have manners right now. You know, I'm not arguing, I'm not yelling. I'm just sitting back, you know, eating my food, just listening. That's all. I'm being good and fat, I promise.
Oh, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
I'd rather talk to you than that big lip motherfucker in the gym.
Oh, no, no,
no, no, no, no,
hold on. Hey, you got the most Tony Tyre-looking motherfucker. You got the goddamn most.
Damn, what the hell that came from? God, fuck. Golly, man.
God damn.
Dang, man.
Oh, shit.
Oh, man.
Oh,
you know you're going to hear that. You're gonna, oh, man. Hold on a second. You got that base up on all these mics. They got tons of them. 516-8692. Your mic is open.
Oh, you know who this is, though. OG Bobby got
what's
away again.
What's going on, Dalaron?
He got away again, didn't he? OG Bobby,
huh?
You're lucky. You're lucky. You, OG Bobby, lucky.
Hey,
you
lucky?
OG Bobby, I'll tell you what. That $500 we got bet, let's bet that on you and Tyson Ray. I bet you don't clear his bumper.
Oh, LeBron.
I'll
let you know.
Nah, don't LeBron nothing. Take that $500 million you was going to bet,
LeBron,
and I bet you won't clear his butt. Yes, sir.
LeBron, what you not coming up Sunday?
Of course I'm coming up.
No, you got to run.
Oh, okay.
You got to run Jason
in
there.
Okay.
I mean, I heard you saying that OG Bobby got away. I didn't know what you talking about.
Nah. I'm going to let Fly Tot knock his ass out. I mean, he's too easy for me, but I'm going to let Fly Tot do it.
Okay. I'm back on me.
I mean,
he might be
feeling froggy by the end of the night, but I'm going to be there in case he's feeling froggy.
What you was, your Tony Tiger-looking motherfucker? You watch your mouth next time when you speak my name.
First of all, but you was then say your damn name, you looking motherfucker. Now I said it that time. You the one that look like Tony Tiger. You the one that's so
really
damn great.
Hold on, you guys, these guys keep flashing me. They want me to open these mics. Hold on a second, you guys.
Hey,
hold on.
The only race I got with Lot Lizard is Drew, and then with the truck I got to race.
You gotta look backwards. You just gotta look one way.
Luke,
the way you
I gotta race what that Mustang Luke Booty off the trailer.
Okay. Yeah. That's I forgot about that. The truck versus the Luke Booty. That's gonna be me.
Yeah, heads up off the trailer.
I'm getting a text from Jason. He can't get on the mic. He's trying to get in touch.
Hey, LaRon.
Huh?
You and Bobby not racing Sunday now?
He replaced me with Tyson. He wants something easier.
Okay. Good enough.
He's scared of me. He keeps saying a date, so we went to July.
Hey, nah,
July
LaRon,
3rd.
Nah. LaRon, I just gave you a prop. Your man called me out of the clear blue one to race me. So I don't know what that was about. So I just want to accommodate him, and because he already said you had to play full of what's going on. So I don't want you to blow your motor when you come to me.
Well, I'm telling you what. By the end of the night, if you still feeling froggy, we could do it the same day.
I will let you know, sir. If my car
holds
up,
I'm telling you now.
If my car holds up, I'll let you know, sir.
Nah, don't if your car say if your car hold up, we got a race. Don't if nothing. If your
car
hold
up,
we got a race. Say something.
I got to see LaRon. I mean, see Badmouth Boys, and I got to see my man Quarter Mile. So
dang, that one with Badmouth,
you
will
get your ass
told. You know, y'all got 1,000 to 500 on the gap. Y'all ain't forget that, did it? I got it written down.
Yeah.
Go 500 to his 1,000 that he gonna gap.
They gonna
by
gap,
the
they
what?
Gonna gap OG Bobby? Oh yeah, that's easy.
No. Marcus said he gonna gap Bobby, and he said I odd the money say I gap him. Marcus 1,000,
yeah.
Bobby 500.
Woohoo!
Woo! That's what I say. Good God Almighty!
Hey OG Bobby, Albert. If you feeling froggy, I'm telling you, I bet 500 you don't clear tie bumpers.
Somebody call me. Yeah, come on. Yeah.
That gap is gonna happen. Watch the 3:30. Back on.
Oh
me.
Shit! You going to do it at the 3:30.
And OG Bobby, don't you utter a bad word, because I lock your ass in for July the 3rd.
Oh,
is that Twan?
Oh, yes, yeah, that's Twan. That's Twan. I forget all about that. Yeah, that's Twan. God damn. See, Antoine, LaRon ain't had to bring that shit up. I forgot all about that. They were calling you Twan.
Them damn Lottlers ain't no damn good, Bobby. I told you them Lottlers.
Hey, Antoine.
Yeah.
Antoine, be nice to Uncle Bobby. We're gonna treat him like an uncle Sunday. We're gonna cook him breakfast. Listen. We're gonna cook him breakfast. God damn it. We're gonna take him out for lunch. And at dinner time, we're going to feed him some motherfucking seaweed. Because it's going to get ugly on the outside. And, hey, dinner, listen, we're going to give him a nice breakfast at lunchtime. But dinner time, he got to eat some seaweed. He got to eat some seaweed dinner time.
You know I'm cooking, Sonny. So what does he want? Does he want a turkey wing or does he want a boneless thigh?
Uncle Bobby, what you want? You want turkey or you want chicken? What you want? Turkey or chicken? You want some chicken?
Antoine, hook him up with
let me see. He's a big man. He like to eat. Hook him up with 2,000 breasts, and I'm gonna do the rest of the night. All right. All right. That's all I want you to do. Hook him up good. We were having fun. We go.
All just aside, we dead serious. Come on over there and come eat, because I promise you, it'll be enough food. I'll do it up on that
show. Oh, yeah.
Oh, must believe I'm going to be over there.
Hey,
oh, yeah,
hey,
don't mind.
LaRon. Hey, LaRon.
Yep.
Is Brandon Tyson on here?
No, but I can deliver a message real quick.
Well, deliver the message that I would like to entertain him with Little Wonder to the quarter, and I'll run him off the trailer Sunday.
Oh,
on motor?
Uh-oh.
Both on motor, yes. small blocks of peace and get down. Get busy.
Uh-oh. Oh, shit.
All right, I delivered it.
That's what I'm waiting to hear. Yes, Lord.
Yeah. I think that. Hey, Joe, what you think, Joe? You think that'd be a good race? Or I'm outgunned?
I think Joe on the other line.
Okay. Well, either way, we'll try. You know what I mean? We'll do it for, you know, something small, something slight. We'll get it in, and we'll come up the trailer with it. Ain't no motor cars need to be shaken down. I'm gonna tell you that right now.
He probably won't. He probably won't do that because he might scare OG Bobby away. He probably won't do that. You know, OG Bobby kind of scary and shaky, so he might not do that.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, look, just deliver the message that we got a ticket out there for him, and we want him to cash it. That's all.
Hmm. Oh, okay. Okay.
Yep. Little small block S10 on motor. We'll run to the quarter. We ain't ran to the deep end in a long time.
How about this? Just put a little gas on the S10 and come knock on my door.
This one can't handle no gas. This one is a straight up motor piece. You know what I mean? I don't want to put no gas on it and hurt it. But you will have all listen. We gonna have all the gas for your motherfucking ass come July 3rd with ODB. Don't worry about that. We gonna have all the gas for your ass.
Oh shit!
Yes, Lord.
I knew that was coming. Yes, sir. I knew it was coming.
What I tell your
I'm
ass?
I'm telling
you. Hold on, Mark.
Right now? Let's lock that in for July 3rd right now. ODB.
No, we're locking in for this fucking. You just said you gonna have it there this weekend. Lock it in for this weekend. I don't want
to. No, he never said that. He said for July 3rd.
If ODB is at the MIR this weekend, I want him. So.
Okay. Well, that sounds cool, but
So I tell you what, Spring Red Rock.
Well, no, it's not no Red Rock because he's saying that he's not gonna be there. For Sunday, but he is gonna be there on July 3rd, Greg's Day.
So y'all bring ODB to the pre Sunday. I'm gonna get a microphone to call y'all out. I'm gonna stand by the line.
Huh? Hey, you better hold up, watch this, Antoine. He better not get on the mic and say something we like, because we might just fly that motherfucker in overnight. Now, you hear what I said? We might just fly that bitch in overnight. Hey, listen, we got the sheik on speed dial any motherfucking time. All I got to do is tell the sheik, goddammit, I need the motherfucking towboat. Let's roll this bitch in here. And we'll come right across the motherfucking water. Mm. Hey, Fat Albert, what's that river? July 3rd, graduate day at the beach. Hey, shout out! What's that goddamn river or ocean or whatever it is from that goes from MIR to the Eastern Shore? We'll be there in 40 minutes.
The Rappahannock?
Yes, that is.
Rappahannock.
We'll be there.
That's it.
The Rappahannock.
We'll be there in 40 minutes if you say something. You say something we like on the motherfucking mic. God damn it.
Man, listen, Fat Albert. I am so sick of your boy. You heard me.
Fat Albert, listen to what I'm getting ready to tell you. You don't know what I'm talking about. No,
okay.
Listen. Fat Albert, I done got 25 tags today about June 19th. Can you please tell him
to
shut the fuck up?
Oh, my God. Not again. No, he's going to call me later tonight.
Listen, he just made another one just now. Pick one and ride with him.
Yo.
Oh, my God. Like, see, this is what happens. See, Fat Albert, I'm blaming this all on you. See, he keeps calling you because you're a TV man. No, I'm about to tell you. Because he was in your car at the lot. That's why. So he's piggybacking off your ass. I'm blaming this shit on you. I ain't never got this many tags in my life.
It is on the show, baby.
Hello?
Oh, Lord. Cliff, check your phone, Cliff.
Check what phone for what?
Just check your phone.
What up, Cliff? How you doing today, brother, man?
All right, who's that?
Laurent.
Oh, well, what happened?
Hey, hold on. Let me just open these guys' mics up, okay? 704-6149. Your mic is open.
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
Is that James?
Yeah,
how y'all doing?
All right.
And Tony, your mic came back on.
I see y'all getting busy, huh?
Hey, James, all I can say is TikTok. Somebody did the rain dance joke, James, but they did it for Saturday. The race is Sunday. They messed up. I want to find out who did the rain dance.
Oh, yeah, Bobby.
Right, who got all that background noise? God, this shit killing me.
Hey, somebody
did it.
What's up, Mayhem? What's up, James? What it do?
Hold on, let me see who this mic is. Find out who Mike is.
Man, somebody delivering milk cartons or some goddamn shit. I thought the milkman delivered in the morning. What the hell's going on?
Figure it out. I can't find it.
Sound like somebody building a doghouse or some shit. Hey, James, what it do, James?
Hey, man, what's going on?
Oh, man, I can't call it. Holding on with both hands and scared to let go. All I want to do is let go of that button and come Sunday on OG Bobby ass. And if Swizzle comes, I'm going to cut his motherfucking gizzard loose. Right from the word go. That's right. You know, the gizzard from a motherfucking a chicken, but he's a turkey. I cut that turkey gizzard off his ass.
Swizzle not going to race you.
Sweet and low, he ain't coming. I'm a little kind of froggy. Sweet and low might want to do something with Lotless.
I got a
hey, look, I told you, July the 3rd, we're going to tag team your ass. We're going to lock you in with ODB with the truck, and I'm going to run you with Sweet and Low, goddamn it, the 3rd.
Hey,
you know what I'm talking about. You know how we get you know how we get down. See, listen, Deron, if I show my hand, I can't – listen, no, you ain't scared. But look, if I show my hand, I can't get all the ducks in between. I can't get all the ducks in between.
I got to get my permission slip signed first to see if I can make June 3rd. I got to check my
I signed it for you. I got people in places. Just, goddammit, let me know what you need to done. That's all you got.
Hey.
If that's all you worry about.
Hey, Marcus, I'm sitting here with the boss. She just said denied. I can't go.
Oh, my God. Stop it. Hey, where Cliff at?
See that?
Cliff over here.
Hey, Joe. Don't forget. Hey, Joe. We got Weeby and Mike Brown, too, Joe. Don't forget about that.
What's happening, Cliffy?
That's going to be a good one.
My man, Cliff.
Weeby and Mike Brown. But the mustache, matter of fact, is Dr. Ray with the Malibu. They're going to run motor to motor. And that's how they're doing, down to the quarter there. That's going to be interesting.
That's going to be a good one.
Yeah, it'll be a good one.
Hey, anybody want to bet this hot $100 I got? That if OG get his ass whooped by Brandon, he don't run nobody else and give up all the deposits?
Oh, damn. Bobby, come on, Bobby. I'm going to let you handle that.
Y'all can take that.
Mr. Mayhem that just said that?
Yes, I did. I said it.
Man, I tell you what, I'm gonna have to recruit you to the Bad Mouth crew. Good God Almighty, I'm back on the game.
Hold on. You said, now wait. Who you racing for, OG? You running Bobby or you gonna run, Brandon, or who you running first?
Big Brandon first.
Brandon first? I'm gonna take that bet, James.
Bet?
I'm gonna bet that 100.
If he lose to Brandon, he ain't running nobody.
If he lose to Brandon, I say he's still going to race.
He going to give up them deposits.
No, yeah, I don't think so. I'll take that bet, that 100. I got to take that.
Hey, Joe.
I got to take that bet. Look, I've been on the road, so you don't bet, and so I want to bet.
Hey, Joe. Joe, I got a $100 bet. If his car's still together, he won't look my way.
Oh,
I ain't bet that. I like the odds the way James gave me. I got two more cars. I like them odds. All my all they have to do is run him.
I audit. He won't come out there.
No. Those ain't the odds there. That's something different. Oh, no, odds are different. You got your two right back out of it. Wouldn't you have bet on that?
Yes, sir. Every day and twice.
I like that.
Yes, sir.
You got to do something
right,
like
Joe.
That.
Yes, sir.
I got a bet with Cliffy. With Cliffy, they know my Cliffy ain't gonna run.
Hey, Joe, who else he running after that?
He gotta run.
OG, who else you supposed to run? I think he got one more run.
He gotta run Marcus.
Oh, I got a good bet.
Hey James, I like your style
since goddamn it since we got that race off. I knew I liked your style for a reason. Good report. He's not gonna go out there.
But James,
you got a bet too, Marcus, so don't go up there. Can we do that one?
Oh.
With the Clippers.
Hey, James, you can bet
that.
He bet Marcus betted him 1,000 to Bobby 500 that he was going to gap him. Bobby going to take that race. Bobby going to do that.
No, he's going to give up that. He lose to Brandon. He's going to give up that deposit. That's what I'm saying. Shit.
Hey, hold on. Hold on, I'm going to ask y'all something. Tell me something right now. Hold on. Who drives Bobby? It ain't no stips on no drivers, right?
Yes, it is.
I'm talking about with Brandon race. Ain't no stips.
Oh, okay.
Ain't no stips on that Brandon race, right, with the drivers. All right, that's all I'm just saying. How about this here? I'm betting $200 that OG Bobby turned the wind light on.
Oh, shit. Damn, Joe.
Who wants to take that?
What was the bet?
With Brandon versus OG. I said OG going to turn the light on. Going to turn the wind light on.
How much?
200.
200?
They're going a quarter mile. That's what they're doing. I'm betting 200.
I bet you 200 on that.
Anybody want a 200?
OG Bobby got a dud.
Wait a minute. Is OG driving that car?
No, he ain't got to drive.
I don't care who drives.
I said I got another 200 that OG Bobby turned the wind light on. Anybody want to grab it?
I think they talked about this earlier. I think OG got to drive that car.
They did it just a while ago. They just locked it on the radio. They didn't say nothing about those drivers.
Oh, okay.
Is that Albert? Repeat what was said.
I wasn't in the truck.
I'm about to go back to the radio show. He ain't said nothing about drivers. When they just stepped this in what he said, I'll pull it back up.
I will confirm you. You are right, Joe. It was nothing confirmed about drivers. You were right.
That was the part. They just locked it in just then.
Hey, Joe, the driver won't matter. The car still going to be slow no matter who you put in it.
God damn.
Oh.
Damn, LeRoy.
Hey, Joe, you do know if he win that race, then I bet it was off.
Huh?
No.
What kind of shit is that? You said he won't go out there for the second race. What kind of shit is that, man?
If he loses to Brandon, he ain't going to do no more races.
So in other words, if he wins,
he got to lose.
And he go out there again, I can't get paid.
Right.
That's rough. That's some bullshit there. That's wrong. But all right, no big deal.
That's what I said.
No big deal.
He did say that.
That's no big. That's bad. I'm betting $200 that Bobby gonna turn that wind light off. I already told him I bet LeBron, so I ain't bet the clear. I said he gonna turn the wind light off. That's what I said.
Hey, Fat Albert. Who got the background noise? Come on, fellas. He's killing us. Who got the background noise? Somebody cooking us.
Driver going red light.
Yeah.
Can you hear me,
Fat Albert?
All right, listen.
Hey, no problem. Is Black and Mild Crew on here? I want to see if he want to do something off the trailer with Sweet and Love.
Black and Mild ain't going to be there this week.
Okay, I was about to say, I'll give him a head up, Claire.
They're going to be there, but they ain't going to be there with the car.
Okay, all right, cool.
All right.
Hey, Fat Albert, I want to say this to you real quick.
Well,
now, I see somebody, I ain't mentioning no names, but I see somebody was on Facebook, you know, stunting with money on comments, in the comment section.
Who's that?
All I want to say
name
is,
on it.
Hello.
You know,
name on it.
What's up, Derek?
I seen that OG Bobby was slow with money in that comment section. So what I'm here to tell you is this: the difference between you know, the money that you don't have between Brandon and LeRon Gray, just bring that over to Sweet Low. We're gonna cover all that.
Better yet,
bring that whole stack you showed on Facebook. Just bring it on over here. We'll cover it all.
Joe Gray.
Oh, shit. I'm just going to leave you enough money to get back home with gas.
Joe Gray.
Good God almighty.
He ain't got to worry about eating, though. He's going to feed him.
He ain't got to worry about eating because I'm going to feed him.
Got Jason on the phone.
Oh, okay. Hey, Jason. You go ahead and speak, but I know you wanted to say something.
Where LeRon at? He on the phone? LeRon?
Yeah, LeRon still on here.
What's up, man? You want to tighten up?
With what?
Oh, shit.
What the race we got going on?
We're ready locked in. What do you mean tighten up?
You want to add more money? You want to add more money to it?
Y'all like tricks here. I'm going to see you when you get there. If I like what I see, just bring what you want to bet.
Oh, okay. I'll see you there Sunday. What about the truck? You want to try something with the truck?
What car?
Same car. Only got one car.
What you want to do?
I'll run the truck head up, too.
Hell,
I'll take
nah.
the truck faster than you.
Hell no. That's how you don't get paid the same.
Yeah. I'll see you down there, man. Good luck.
Definitely will be there, so if I like it, just know I ain't scared to race.
I know you ain't scared to race.
Huh? Hey, Jason. Hey, Jason. What you guys supposed to race Reggie and them with the Nova this week, past weekend?
Nah, that was a couple of weeks ago. They had hurt the car, so they had to pay the DP.
Okay, I got you. I want to see that race finally. I want to see that race finally get off, and both of you motherfuckers go A to B, man.
Yeah, you don't beat us three times already.
I've been hearing so many stories of like every time that race happens, they fuck y'all up, but y'all make excuse that y'all ain't make an A to B pass. That's what I heard.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah,
they've
been there three times already, man.
I got you. So you think they got your number?
I don't know what number you're talking about. I don't even know my number.
What number you talking about? Hey, some races, some people just got a motherfucking number. I ain't talking about EC. I'm just saying they got your card. You know what I mean?
Oh, nah, I just feel no stock block 350 in the world going to beat that goddamn Malibu. No stock block
on gas, though, right?
Yeah, he on gas.
I got
that
you.
That goddamn Malibu run like he got some gas on it, though.
I got you. Well, hey, one thing I can say about them boys, they keep going out there, so they ain't scared to race.
Nah, we ain't scared of the race.
Why, you want to get that Malibu World Cup with your car?
What's that?
I said, you want to get that Malibu something with your car?
Most.
Oh, okay. All right, see y'all Sunday, though.
Yeah, for sure.
Hey, Jason.
Yo.
Hey, Jason.
Yeah, Dave.
You seen Marcus drive before, right?
Yeah.
Do he leave his lips in a carrying case before he put on the helmet?
You lock me in, you're a condo. I'll sit that case out on your head, man. How about that?
Hey, you been Drew in the car, or you driving?
Nah, Drew driving. I'm too heavy to drive, man.
Oh, okay.
You want me to get in there?
Yeah, thanks. I don't give a damn movie.
Yo.
Okay.
Yeah, 50, your mic is open also.
All right, thank you.
Hold on a second. Let me make sure I open up Jeff Rogers. He jumped off. 443-1419, your mic is open.
What's going on, Joe?
What's going on, Jeff?
Hey, for July 3rd, I got another carbon fiber nitrous bottle.
Huh?
Giveaway. Here we got another carbon fiber nitrous bottle.
Oh, you got another nitrous bottle?
Another carbon fiber nitrous bottle?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, for the MVP, we got another carbon fiber nitrous bottle we're going to give away.
Yeah.
I'm going to try to win that. I'm going to try to win that bottle.
Long haul, baby. Long haul. Nothing I didn't
want. Yes, sir. We got some races locked in for that race, Joe. Look, you got races locked in for Drive Third.
Yeah.
Hey, Marcus. Marcus on there?
Yeah. Marcus on there.
Can you hear me, Marcus?
Yeah, Jeff, go ahead.
What the hell is wrong with your boy down there, Silver Sister?
Hold on.
Oh, shoot.
Uh-oh.
What'd you say? Hold on. What'd he say?
I said, what the hell is wrong with your boy, Silver Sister? Talking all that stuff.
Hold on. Let me hold the truck up. Basically, from what I understand, the man said he'll get across your motherfucker ass if you get him to head up clear. That's what I seen.
Well, wait, no, well, I ain't worried about that little part. He's a sissy. But he put on there, I won't race nobody unless it's my show. I got to get paid to show up and all that shit. I ain't got paid to show up a motherfucking place. He's talking all that shit.
I bet you
$100 to a donut. If that dumb raggy motherfucker goes all the way to Texas for nothing, he must be stupid. So he must be getting paid to go to Texas. The fuck he talking about?
Hold on. I got to hook the truck up. I got to hook it up to my truck because I can't haul it here. Hold on.
That big
toe,
sit on
anything
you
want to
know about.
Yeah, I saw that.
You should have surround sound.
Oh, Lord.
Shit, Lord have mercy. Oh, y'all hard on Marcus. Good.
Damn.
What'd you say?
Joe, hey, Jim Rock.
Yes, sir.
The man wanna know why you've been ducking cash. The man wanna know why you've been ducking Ricky Fox all the time. And then y'all have a meeting with Freddie and automatic y'all locked in. That's what he wanted to know.
That ain't had nothing to do with it. That ain't had a fucking thing to do with it. Cause the same thing, Marcus, the same thing you're doing right now. You can't race the if they all think he's the baddest motherfucker in the world and I whip him now, who am I gonna race? I'm gonna park that motherfucker.
Hey,
y'all
agree.
Think he's the
I agree 100%.
Yeah, so why race that bitch first thing in summer, then sit home all year? Who the hell gonna race? That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Hey,
He got a mind of his own business.
Hey, Jeff.
Huh?
Hey,
yeah.
Jeff, did you ever think about that? He got it into your skin to try to get a race?
Would
you?
He can get one. I tell you what I do. If I tap on that motherfucking front end, and that front end of roof is steel, I'll get him to clear. That bitch ain't...
Okay.
Don't run your head up.
Hey, Joe. Hey, Long Island. This show is recorded, right?
Yeah, recorded.
Yeah,
write it down. Call somebody. That motherfucker got a steel front end roof. A steel front end roof and doors, like he said. All steel, all glass. He got that up clear.
Hold on. I'm going to make a phone call. Hold on.
Oh, shit.
Hey, can't you know simple as that, all glass, all steel, like he
somebody
said.
Somebody got a lot of talking in the background.
That's right. He can get the head up clear if he got all steel.
No,
all
I don't.
Can't get
I
no
will.
Clearer than that. I mean, whoever talking,
that's what he said.
I don't think you know your Michael.
Where my man, 50 grand? 50 grand, where you at, baby?
I'm still here. I'm still here. What's up?
I'm looking for 50 grand.
I'm here. What's up?
There you go.
Oh, I'm just checking, make sure you're
there.
I'm checking, make sure you're still there.
I ain't got no running shoes on.
All right, just in case OC get on here talking. I just want to make sure you were there.
I'm sitting right here, locked and loaded.
Is there a golf cart rentals? Is anybody golf cart rentals out there Sunday? Or do you know?
I don't know. I can find out though for you.
Yeah, hell yeah, they do.
Yes, he do, Fat
call
Albert.
Call the promoter. He'll tell you.
Yes, he does.
Tell him save me one. I need one. I got to go around and I got to pay deposits, collect deposits, but I got to pay some of them. I'm back on mute. Uh-oh. Everybody will say, which one are you paying? Uh-oh. I'm back on mute.
OG Bobby.
Oh, he said OG Bobby. Oh, shit. I'm back on mute again. Y'all going to get up off Bobby like that, man.
Joe, you feeling better now? You was a little rough on Swizzle earlier.
No, I wasn't rough on him. Gordo started that.
Yeah, he's a little
what
rough on that. Jeez. You see the man over there? He got. You know, he ain't have good luck Sunday. Then you gonna pick on him like that? You ain't right, Joe.
I never said nothing to him. He's the one that they're the one that asked for it. They said they put in the driver. They wanted to run me for the longest, anyhow, I think. They want to catch me while I'm down.
Hey, Joe, keep up the good work. You're doing good. Keep up the good work.
Yeah. Hey, look, then they want to find a date. I say July 3rd. Tell me. Mind my business. They want to run July 3rd.
Yeah. mind your business. July 3rd is good. Joe, July 3rd is good. Tell all the guy mind his business.
All I was doing was just picking a date for him. Told me my business don't need my help. Now they want to run everything on July 3rd. Good gracious almighty. What type of shit is that?
Matter of fact, let me check
Marcus,
my phone
man,
right now.
We're getting off subject. Hold on. Hey, Jeff, where Marcus at, Jeff? We're getting off subject.
He's trying to get hold of that sister. He made a phone call.
That's mighty long. We waited on Mark Jones last week. He never came back. We're not doing this back-to-back now. We waited on Mark Jones last week. He might have went in the bathroom to get a mop.
Hey, he might have went to get a mop.
Hold on. I'm back. Hey, Jeff, he said he busy shopping with his wife right now, but if he get a break, he going to get on the motherfucking show and get it clear with you.
The show's over in 20 minutes.
No, joking extended if he wants to now.
He won't be able to get on. You want to call him after 8:30, you can get him to call. He got five minutes to call the show. If not, Marcus, I don't drop off, I'm good. All right, okay. So he only got 5 minutes to call the show.
Hey, Marcus, ain't nothing to talk about.
Tell that motherfucker, tell him if he got roof, steel roof, quarter panel, like he said, all steel, all glass, he got the clear.
Okay, I'm on it.
That motherfucker ain't got all steel, all glass.
Hey, stop talking parts, though. That's what they told me last week. I'm back on mute.
They got a class called all steel, all glass. They got a class called all steel, all glass.
Yeah, that's not talking parts. He just said all glass, all steel.
All right, well, while he on, well, Jeff, you know what happened last week? We were waiting on somebody to call back. They never did, so.
Hold on, you want me to call Mark Jones right now?
Call him. Tell him, tell him lock in this Sunday. Jeff, look, I locked that race in. It's Jeff Big Town. It's the same race this Sunday.
Call him right now.
He got the same race this Sunday. Call him right now.
Joe.
Yeah.
He just texted me. He said July 3rd.
Who's that?
Who said July?
Mark Jones.
Nah.
You need to cut that shit out. Call him, Joe. Call Mark Jones. Tell him.
Call right now.
Sunday. Same race. There you go. Same exact race. And we're not going to wait all show for him to come back on.
He ain't getting on that motherfucker. He know them boys.
Hold on, I'm going to hit him right now.
That's right. He called me your Sunday talking shit to me, telling me and Jeff got gout. Oh, have mercy. Talking all
that shit. Y'all were hurt with gout.
Yeah, both of us walking, we got gout. Damn, Mark.
Hold on.
Hey, Joe. Hello?
Hello?
Mark Jones.
Why you don't kick my one button? I got the one button on that side. I'll probably block my hand. Want me to get under his finger. Got the gout.
Hey, hold on.
When
oh,
him and Jeff fighting over gout pills. Him and Jeff Rogers fighting over gout pills. Neither one of them can walk. Neither one of them can walk.
Come on, hey, try it,
son.
Goddamn feet swollen up. Both of them boys' feet swollen up right now. They can't even walk.
We got a walking cane. Do you want to do that race again Sunday? You want to do it again Sunday?
What's the steps?
Same race.
The same exact race.
Off the trailer?
Nope. The same exact race.
Did y'all go off the trailer last time? Did y'all go off the trailer
exact,
last time?
Exact means exact. Exact means exact. You know what the hell that means, Mark?
Exact.
I thought you're smarter.
Pick a time. Pick a time and be in the lane, doggone it.
What time the track open, man? What time the track open? We come right off the trailer then. Shit, the hell with it. Let's do it. Let's do it again.
you come off the trailer.
Yeah, you can come off the trailer.
So what y'all want to do?
The same exact race. Heads up. Throw tree. Flip
be
the lane. Pick a time.
Pick a time, Mark.
You already picked the time. What time you want, Jeff?
You pick it
I know
up.
you gotta do some practicing, don't you?
Oh,
no, I gotta put my tuner back in. I changed it around for that Clooney Beach.
Ain't nothing wrong with the beach.
I didn't say it was. When you got them slow ass cars, you go right on down that side.
Jeff, hold on, he getting all set. Mark, pick a time, goddammit. We ain't got time.
What time, Mark?
Jeff said between 8:30. Don't make no difference. Be in the lanes by 8:30.
Lock it in.
Lock in. It's in.
All right, it's a lock.
Heads
8:30.
Up.
What's,
heads
what
up
we
up
doing for, Jeff?
But that
flip,
same
flip,
thing.
For lane.
That thing will be the same.
So last week you got unfriendly with that bet. I said, that's not a friendly bet. I'll run for that much, but, I mean, that wasn't a friendly bet.
Nah, because you was making fun of us. We said we had to get. I had to get some medication. I had to pay for the medication.
All right.
Yeah,
30. That race is a lot.
Fat Albert on crutches. He on crutches. His feet so bad.
All right, Joe, mute his mic. We done with him. Mute his mic. We done with him. All right, 8:30. That race is locked.
They're locked in for 8:30.
8:30.
Same exact.
Yo,
hey, 8:30.
Yo.
When you see Fat Albert and Jeff, they're in the system. At 8:30, around 9 o'clock, when you look at them, they're going to look like they've been in the lemons. They're going to have lemon face. God damn it, 8 o'clock. What can I blame it on this time? What can I blame it on this time? The rain? Fat Albert kicked over a drink in the parking lot? Something y'all going to blame or something on it this time.
Hey, Joe, mute his mic. We done with him. I'm sick of him already. Mute his mic.
You come to the trailer, Fat Albert. I might bet you on the gap.
I told you
come to the trailer, and I see how I feel. I might lock in on the gut.
Okay, that's law. That's law. Yes, sir. I'll take that.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. I didn't say
yes,
that
sir.
Was a lock. I said, come to the trailer, and I might
all right, I'll come to
that's
your trailer.
That's what I said.
I'm going to come to your trailer. Yes, sir. I'm coming to your trailer.
I probably
what time
the
track
on
open anyway? What time is the track open anyway, Joe?
Well, we're going to open it up. We're going to open up early to get in, but by 12 o'clock, it should hopefully go hot. 12 to 11.
Oh, I'll be there way before. Just okay.
Like,
all right.
Just like for me to put on them light shows. That's why he won't go late at night.
Oh, Lord.
The kids be down there. The kids won't be down there. We'll see a little fireworks. I don't blame
them.
Hey,
Joe.
What the hell?
I mean, Jeff, it don't supposed to get no higher than 69 that day, Jeff. Don't get no higher than 69.
It's, oh, Lord.
That's good.
Hey, Joe.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Joe.
When
y'all going to be at Bud's Creek? Are you talking, this is for Bud's Creek or somewhere else?
Yeah, this Sunday.
This Sunday.
No, no, this
Bud's
Sunday.
Creek, yeah.
Okay, so where you going to be at the whole weekend, Joe?
I'm going to go to Colonial Beach on Saturday, and I'm going to Bud's Creek on Sunday.
Okay. Okay. I guess that's what we're coming to then.
Yeah, it should be real interesting.
Mm-hmm.
The beach, they got them guys, the Dirty South coming up, you know, that the one that's filming, that be on there, them guys, I forgot their name.
Oh, yeah.
They got a lot of cars coming down there, they're going to be filming that day, and they're actually going to be graduating. I think Brittany might be running one of them, I'm not sure. Brittany Gray with
mm-hmm.
CJ's car.
Mm-hmm. When is this on Sunday?
Okay.
Yeah, that's Saturday, we're going to be at Colonial Beach. Let me stay tonight, right over to, right there. I'm going to be cooking ribs and fish. That's what I plan on cooking.
Well, you don't
stand
up with
yourself and the drug deal.
None of that. All that time,
I'm
going to put on
ribs. I'm going to add a little chicken, too. I'm going to add some chicken, too, so we'll cook some chicken,
where?
Too.
Where
I'm
going to
eat
that
at Colonial Beach. Right at
hey,
the
but
track.
They can't eat that. Hey, Joe, this is Fat Alvin. Jeff ain't going to be able to eat that. All that gal I'm going to put on them.
Oh,
They gonna get some real good gout this time.
Hey, I got a question. You wanna know what they talk about gout? That's the name of his car called Gout. So that's why he cut. They can put that gout on him. That's the name of his car.
Gout. He got on him this time. He ain't gonna come back after this one.
Hey, Fat Alvin.
Yeah.
Fat Alvin, we are. Hey, we're right now. I went to the doctor the other day. I got some. He gave me some pills to take care of the gout. I got some pills.
Oh, no. Okay.
I got some pills
for that.
I bet you he won't lock nothing else in this year. I bet you that.
Oh.
Who won't?
Oh, shoot.
I think that's it. You said Jeff won't lock somebody else in the rest of the year. Right. I think that's it all day.
I didn't say he wouldn't lock nobody else. Man, what is wrong with that man hearing, man?
Hey, Mark, told you lock Jeff back in?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Yep.
What day y'all ready?
Sunday?
Sunday at 8:30.
Fat Albert, you want to get that bet back?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. It's locked.
All right. It's locked. Nothing else to talk about.
Ooh.
Hey Jeff, I'm
2-0
on Fat Albert ass, fucking with you already.
Jeff,
you gotta redeem yourself, Jeff.
When you come over here,
it won't happen this Sunday.
Come see me and bet me a little.
It won't happen this Sunday. I can tell you that. I promise you.
Come on, man. Come on. Hey, Mark, you sound like you
said
two times
there,
Mark. Joe, come on, man.
Hey, look. Hey, look. Mike, really turned something up on your ass down at the creek. Good.
Hey,
this is going. Hey, Wong. This bitch is going over top of the hood this time.
Good. Hey, you sound like me that time. Yes, sir. Good job.
They're going over top of the hood.
Yes, sir. I
can't wait to
see this.
That light show. Boy, when you said light show at 8 o'clock,
oh, yeah, light show can happen
then.
Yes, sir.
Yeah,
Hey, 50,
you might have the window open on a little chat.
Hold on.
Hold on.
Is that your phone with all that noise?
Say again?
Somebody got their window open in this truck or something. A lot of that.
Well, it ain't me. You always blame everything on 50. It ain't me. I'm laying right here watching.
Oh, no, no, no.
50, what's up, my man?
Hey, what's going on, my man? Goddamn, boy. Y'all boys are getting dangerous. Y'all boys are getting dangerous. You got goddamn Tyson acting like you. He's running goddamn nitrous cars on motor. Y'all some nasty bitches.
Man, that's how you know we bad on motor down here in the South.
Yeah, y'all scaring me, man. I don't know which way to go, but goddamn.
I got a hundred dollars. Anybody get Tony Tan to come up Sunday?
Alright, damn.
Huh? Come on, man.
Why
no, they're not.
Heard what I said?
Who said that?
Why you picking
up
Tony?
Who said that?
Yeah.
Mark.
I said it.
Yeah.
Come on, man. I know somebody got Tony Tan number. I know somebody got Tony Tan phone number.
He come up and get with it. He showed a fake telephone cash. I like to have that. I think I can talk on it better than he can. He had a whole telephone of cash in his side of his head talking. I think I can use it more than he could. I got to make a phone call. I got to call Fat Albert, keep him awake on the road.
I'm on it right now. I'm about to call.
Hey, Mark Jones,
so basically you trying to check his phone booth. That what you saying?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And why Fat Albert run his mouth? Hey, look, why Fat Albert run his mouth? He can lock in that Lexus against my big body Mercedes. Now,
lock
that whole lot of to the big end. To the big end.
Lock
in,
Fat Albert. Lock
to the big end.
Locked.
I'm trying
to
gotta say it, Mouth.
Uh-oh. And what time? What time, Fat
Albert?
Whatever time he wants to get that ass whooping.
He's talking too strong for me, Walter.
Oh, Lord.
Hey, Lord. He punked me, man.
Ain't nothing wrong with saying Red Rock sometimes. Ain't nothing wrong with it.
He punked me on that one. I tried to punk him.
Yes, sir. I hope Tony Tan come up. Tony Tan said he the king of the South on Big
Time. Tony Tan is so scared to come this way. Tony Tan would rather go in a Lions den than come this way with fake underwears on than to come this way.
Good God, oh my. Hey, Pat,
I give anybody $200 and get Tony Tan locked me in on Sunday. Anybody can get $200. They can get him to come lock me on Sunday.
All right, I couldn't get off Friday on the phone. Mark, he wouldn't answer the phone, but I'm gonna work on that for you.
You piss me off, man. $200, anybody get him to lock me in.
Hey, Mark Jones.
Yes, sir.
Why are you picking on somebody like Tony Tan? Next thing you know, you want them motherfuckers to get Carlos Wells on the phone or something. What is wrong with you?
Ooh.
I thought Tony Tan would just beat, he just beat Grim Brooks.
Yeah, and you
it was a win. He had the telephone upside his head. He was talking trash. And I don't think anything can happen.
That's right.
Well, how come you don't lock in Tim Booth? He's trying to give you the back tire.
I can't live there. There's no life for me there. Ain't no life for me there. I can't live there.
Come on, man. Come on.
I like love. You ever heard that song say, love don't live there anymore? Love don't live there, brother.
You said anything can happen. God damn. You want to race goddamn Tony Tan, but won't take the back tire from Tim Booth. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Uh-oh.
Stop picking on the
wheel. I didn't say. Hey, Jeff. I didn't say I wouldn't
take the back tire from him.
I just said it wouldn't have loved that. Who knows? When I get on the property, I mean, I just do anything when we both on the property. You know how that goes.
But make your official mark, lock it in.
No, sir. Hey,
who the hell called
me?
This is Antoine. This
is
Twan calling me. What the hell? I thought he was already on the show.
Hey, Jeff, he took off of you the back tire, too, Jeff, come to think of it.
Hey, you with me, so he should give me the 101. What the hell?
Well, I don't know about that.
The other day when he offered me the back tie, he said, "You want Jeff can get the back tie." That's what he said.
What did he say? I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
He said either me or you could get the back tie. That's what he said.
Who can't jump the back tie?
Because he said, ain't nobody else out there racing. He said, what is going on? Don't nobody else want to race but you and Jeff, so both of y'all got the back tie.
If you take it, I'll take it. If you take it, I'll take it. Let's get it. But you go first. You go first.
Yeah, right. Jeff, that's an awful lot sitting right there at your door. That ain't a back tie, not even a half a car.
No,
that's all it is, a half a car.
You rather have a kid than if that's the case, right?
Yeah. I like that both of them Long Island 1 and 1, to be honest.
Hey,
and it still ain't no show horse.
Hey, Joe.
It ain't no show horse.
Hey, Joe.
Way too much mile per hour.
Can I call you and get back on?
Huh?
If I hang your phone up, can I get back on to your line?
You won't be able to get back on. That's the problem.
Yeah, Antoine had to call.
You gotta call. Oh, make Jeff call. I got Mark on this one. Call.
Hey,
Fat Albert.
Jeff.
Fat Albert. Call Fat Albert, and Fat Albert be on the line so he can pull you right in.
Yeah, dial 1-800 gout.
Yeah, right. Hey, you get him on right now, Albert.
Hey, Jeff, where's Jeff at?
Yeah, buddy.
Jeff, you still there?
Hey, call my number, Jeff. Do you have my number?
No,
hey, Jeff.
No problem. I don't have it.
You got something to write it down? You got something? Mark, will you hush?
Hey, Jeff, call as well and tell him I said he got the back tie.
Call who?
Call as well.
He's running that Thunderbird of Wicked Birds down there Sunday.
Oh, that's
what I'm saying. Wicked Bird.
Oh, shit.
I want to run the Thunderbird.
I guess
you
do. Yeah.
Well, he told me he was going to give me a race, Jeff. I mean.
Go ahead.
What can I
do? You know what? I'm gonna go ahead and double my bet. I'm gonna bet you $100 on Mark and your race. I'm going with Mark. Is we locked?
All right. Yeah, we locked.
All right, we locked. All right.
Oh, hold Marcus, you're getting too much in my purse now. Hold on, Marcus. Let me get all that.
Hey,
I want to meet KC.
Wait, wait, wait. Then listen, Jeff. This is the only spiff. You cannot pay me in coins. I like dollar bills. Thank you.
Yep. 8 o'clock,
Jeff.
8 o'clock. You know what Matt Sweet said? Slow singing, loud breaking.
What he said?
That's what it's going to be on Sunday. Slow singing, loud breaking. Yes, sir.
If I could get back on this damn line, I would hang up. If the right guy's going with me Sunday, I'm going to lock in both of you motherfuckers. Give me the back tire. I'll take it. I need to give him my main man.
You got a number? I mean, you got a pen or anything? Cause you get me
call my
number,
number, Jeff.
I'm out here with
Jeff. All you got to do is call my number, Jeff.
Hey, Mark Jones. Hold on, Mark Jones. I got Tony Tan crew on here. They said, what you want to run for?
Here. Let me hear.
I'm for whatever they want to run for. I'm a friendly guy. All I do is want to get another lane.
Because they said they're running for that bag Sunday, so, but if you make a better offer, they will come to you.
What kind of bag they running for Sunday?
Rodney?
Bracket.
Hey, Mark.
We ain't running for 1,000, 2,000, 3,000. We ain't running for that. You got to come 5 or better.
Lock in the 5, then. Lock in the 5, then.
No, we got
or
5
lock
there.
In the 5 or better.
I'm pretty sure that's what he going to run for, 5.
Lock the 5 in. Lock the 5 in or better.
But now, if you want to run for 10, I'll call him and see what he's
man,
gonna do.
Look, the number game don't scare me. Lock the 10 in. The number game don't scare me. If you Tony won't come, if Tony Tan will come up, lock the 10,000 in tonight.
I call Tony. And
money game that game don't scare me, bro.
All right, I'll call.
You found something else might scare me, but not that.
Call
Call me back, Rodney. Call me back.
Rodney ain't gonna call you. I got a $20. They won't call you back tonight.
Well, you don't know.
That's that stuff. Kenny Ferguson said he was gonna call me back. He better stay with PDR anyway and safe at. They don't want to come in this graduation. Shit. They're talking all that old trash where they safe at. You know, they can put in $2 or $3 at a time and they can get 20 of them to get in a shootout. That's where it's safe at. You come out here, I just got one, bust your ass. Now.
Oh,
what's his name? Little badass Boosie, all of them, they stay over there where it's safe at. You better stay over there.
How?
All of them.
Good God almighty.
Hey,
now,
Mark.
Hey, Mark Jones. Man. I'm fired
Mark
up tonight,
Jones.
Jeff.
Hey, look, if you lock him in for that $10,000, let me have whatever you can't take. Give me all of it. He can't whip. That Tony Tan ain't locking you in, man. No way.
I told you, I bet him $20 he won't call back. He did the number game.
That way when you whip him, it won't be that bad to pay me. You know what I mean? It won't even take a little bit. It ease up the pressure.
I'm gonna be saying, "Hey Joe, I'm gonna all kind of gout pills for them boys."
Oh, wait a minute! Give me my $20. He calling back. Oh, hold on.
All right, let's do it.
This is fun.
Yeah, go ahead, Roger. We got you.
Yeah, I say you probably sleep here now. This morning he go to work tonight. So when he comes,
yeah,
he's gonna stay asleep.
He gonna stay asleep until Monday.
Oh, good Lord, Mark. Hey, Mark Jones, you know that's the 252 crew. You know that's 252.
Hey, I said he's going to stay sleep till Monday. That's
what
I said.
What the hell are you running up? I thought we just heard of you, Mark Jones.
Yeah, I ain't nobody. I'm just a guy that got a loud mouth, like to have fun. That's all. I'm just a loud mouth guy that like to have fun. That's all.
I mean, a Burgundy GTO call.
Go ahead with that. Go ahead with that, Albert. Ain't
that
a GTO, it's a GO, it's a GOUT.
GOUT.
It's a GOUT.
But you know, you can't talk to that 2-5 there, Mark.
Oh, man, I bet you stay asleep till Monday. Now, I bet that.
I tell you what. I mean, you ain't got to worry about that shit, but we'll take care of you. Don't worry, time coming. Don't worry, time coming. We're going to deal with all that shit up here.
Oh,
okay.
We ain't got to come around to you, but we're gonna come, and you can best believe we're gonna take care of all that damn action up there. You just keep that same energy that you got right now.
Good.
Oh, I heard that before.
Yeah, you gonna yawn.
I heard that in graduation before.
You put the damn lot on to sleep Saturday, and you can go rock a bad baby too.
See, that kind of stuff is such a fat ab, all that good talking, but I never heard that one word.
I tell you lock. What, don't you that one
I never heard that.
Like if he calls, when he calls me back, I'll call you back, Albert. But if not, don't worry about it.
Right.
Mark Jones, you on the list now.
Oh, damn, he said you on the list.
Don't worry about it, bro. Jones, I'm gonna make sure I write that down. Mark Jones.
Hey, look. See y'all should be laughing. You see he's back, man. He's in way right out the door. He's a slipper. He's a smart man, but a slipper too. He's in way right out that door.
Yeah, hold on, Mark. 10 or better.
You say 10 or better. No matter what. 10 or better, no matter what. 10 or better. Don't come fucking crying when you come up there. Don't come fucking
crying.
We're going to make it happen somehow.
Number games don't scale, Sad Abbott. Let's get that clear.
We're going to make that happen somehow. Hey, I'm glad they don't scare you. I don't want them to scare you. I want you to stay confident.
Yes, sir.
I want you to stay real confident.
I'm glad you came on the show and got that straight. I'm glad you came on there. I told the boys I can make a phone call. They all on the phone, so. They hear it.
Don't worry, Alvin. We're gonna stay in touch. We're gonna find something else.
Albert, that man gonna stay asleep till Monday. All that good shit he talking, that man gonna stay asleep till Monday, Albert.
You talk a lot of bad. You talk about a lot of bad.
Hey, Mark Jones, Mark Jones.
Hey, you talking about two times?
You
didn't sound like
this.
Huh?
You been Mark Jones?
You know what you said earlier too, right?
I know it's past your damn bedtime because about damn 8 o'clock, y'all old motherfuckers go to sleep up there.
Hey, look, you very close, because I'm about to get in the bed, because I got to get up early in the morning to fix these broken ACs.
I know. That's crazy. I think I caught y'all.
All right, hero. Okay, bye. See, one thing about Fat Albert, I get things done. See?
Fat Albert, that wasn't no more than smoke. He ain't getting no fire out of that. That wasn't no more than smoke. He weighed that in the ass. He started at 5, then he went to 10, and then he said 10 or better. You know, you can't stress him out. You're not going to do that. You're not going to do that. I'm going to run that gout up there.
Lord,
I'm going to have wheelchairs down there for him. They're going to have wheelchairs.
Good God almighty, Mark. What that got into you tonight, Mark? Good.
Hey, Mark, you know what you said, though, right? Mark,
what's that?
You told him whoever, if he can get him to lock in, he got $200. Fat
that's
Albert
right.
Jumped on that for that $200.
There you go.
Right, Joe, I got to get it locked first, Joe. I got to get it,
yeah.
Joe, I got to get it locked first. Once I get it locked, I'm going to get my $200. Don't worry. I got to get it locked first. Right now, just talk. Ain't right, Mark. It's just talk right now.
Is Jeff Rogers still on here?
Oh,
he gone.
No, I'm
not
going
to call back in. I'm going to try to call back in.
No, but what I'm trying to say,
you
can't, you can't say nothing about nobody race because you don't know who going to lock who in. You can't stop the race like that. You don't know who going to say who, I try him, I this and that. You don't know who going to say that. Me and Tony Tan equal. Me and Tony Tan equal. They probably got a little more, but I just took the chance.
Hey,
that's
Mark,
all I
you know who that was, Mark. Hey, Mark, that was a Ryan. He on Warhorse.
He didn't lock you in, did he? He didn't lock you in, did he?
No,
he said, Tony right. Was asleep.
Yeah, he's sleeping. The sudden drop. You know the sudden drop? He's sleeping. You stop calling Tony Cannon sleeping from now on.
7:30, somebody's sleep. Come on, man. Ain't nobody sleeping until 7:30. Come on.
Oh, shit. But he
he's
working at night, Jeff. He work at night, Jeff, so he might be asleep. Yeah, he work at night.
Hey, okay. Jeff, he sleep at night, Jeff.
Yeah.
Yep. He be sleep tomorrow. He be sleeping. Man, I still ain't get a hold of him.
Yeah.
They're gonna go live and he's gonna be still sitting there asleep when they do their live Thursday or Friday. He's gonna be still asleep.
If that motherfucker locks you in, I need some of that money, Mark. Let me bet a little bit of.
Oh, Lord.
I'm gonna do like that boy do on there. Who? Who?
Hey.
Who?
Hey,
Mark, we talk, Jeff. We talk.
The Russell call you.
We definitely talk. You're going to call Carlos? Let me get a threesome. Let me get a threesome on Sunday. Call Carlos. Well.
No, man.
God damn, man.
Stop it, man. You got to stop it. This motherfucker working his way down. He ain't working his way up.
Yeah,
he's working his
way down. He
might do it. What you offering him?
Shoot, I ain't playing. Them guys are playing. They're bigger than me.
Give him the kick in the clear.
Good job.
No. I don't think I could give him the back tie. Y'all can jump them collars. Our collars and change up on y'all. Y'all, collars and change. Collars ain't saying nothing. You watch y'all. Y'all watch what happens. Y'all keep saying that Carlos and Carlos and change the game up, brother. Y'all go ahead and get Carlos some spots and see what happens.
Let me see. Somebody send me a text. Let me see what this is. That's tricky.
I see the text.
Warhorse better not talk loud in this show because I'm on his ass. What the hell, Ricky? Why you hit the one button while he was on? Damn, God
damn. Damn, I see the text.
Hey, hold on. Tricky Rick. Hold on, let me see that. Tricky Rick. He's not bringing Warhorse out no more. He got a new car now. You better watch it. He got a new car. He said Warhorse will not come back out. He's not going to fix it. He's going to let it go.
Hey, Joe.
Now, did I tell the boys the truth about them boys hiding down at the PDR? That's where they're hiding at, ain't
they? Yeah, you're right. You're right.
Ooh. Hey, man. You, hey, look, do you want to lock in for this Friday? No, I got car problems. Guess who's in the shootout?
Ooh, hey, good report.
Name them all.
That's
name
true.
Them all. Go ahead. Who are they? Who are they?
Put a name on. Put a name on. That's right. That's
you got the whole list. You got the whole list. All you got to do is pull up the whole list.
It ain't a whole list, though. You said the whole list. Good. Great.
The whole entire list of them. When you see them come, when the last time you seen one of them come to the grudge event that want to get down or try to lock anybody in?
Uh-oh. Oh, shit. Uh-oh.
I'm speaking fact.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
Good report. Good
uh-oh.
Report.
I'm speaking fact. Mm-hmm. Good
So you trying to say that 484 club and they not going to my
club.
They hiding in PDRA? That what you saying, Mark?
What you saying? When the last time you seen them? Come on now, listen. We don't have to be rocket scientists or detectives. Let's sit down and throw them in and talk. When have you look at the whole list? Look at the whole list. And ask me when the last time you seen one of them say, hey, somebody, let's get busy Friday night. Let's get, can we do something Saturday?
I tell you what, do you want Pete? You want to run Pete?
I'm going to be at the creek. Anybody that,
saying,
that's coming around there like that won't get down,
I'm
going to be at the creek.
So
that answers your question. That answers your question.
You heard what he said. They said that answered the question. You heard what he said.
I'm
going to
be at the creek.
I'm on it.
Yeah.
Okay. Hold on. I'm busy today. Joe, I'll be back in a minute. Let me make a phone call.
Hey, don't be calling short, though. You remember last time? He had a heart attack.
Yeah, he called short. Yeah, he called short.
I'm going to call Pete.
Think Pete going to answer the phone, Mark?
He might. Pete done got Pete. Look, see, the thing about me, Joe, is I ain't the fastest one, but I ain't scared. It don't take the best fighter to beat everybody, the one that ain't scared. I ain't the fastest.
Okay.
I know one thing, I'm going to go boom, 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 and I'm going down there. And a whole lot of them can go down there faster than I can, but I know every time I leave, I'm going down there. I know that.
Okay.
I'm going down safe. I do know that. But am
that's
I
just like
fast?
The other
I'm
car.
I'm
that's
not
just like the other car when you ran Donye that time.
Yep, I'm going downtown.
Come bend your head against
me. Sure. I know one thing for sure and two for certain. The guy that the guys that I hang around, make sure it's gonna go downtown. And I know it's gonna go down there. I don't know about what the next guy gonna do or this and that. They can go down there fast. I know I'm going down there.
Mm-hmm.
That's for sure. I don't care where we at. I'm going down there.
All right, Pete said, hold on. He gonna make a phone call. Oh, I'm gonna oblige you, buddy.
This is what I hear. This is what I like. How you gonna blast me? I might blast
you.
I'm gonna
get you some
rings.
Okay, there you go, Mark. I like that. What did Rodney say? You keep the same energy.
Hey, look, hold on one second. I gotta get this call. I'm not gonna hang up, Joe. Joe, just hold on one second. I gotta get
off.
I'll call you. I'll call you if you do fall off. You ain't getting away. God damn it. God damn, Mark. Joe. Hey, Joe, what y'all done gave him? What the hell you done gave him tonight?
I don't know what you did to him, boy, but he hyped. He hyped.
Yeah, he is. Oh, totally mad.
Hey, Fat Albert.
Yeah. Yeah,
ODB, bitch. See you Sunday. Enough said.
Fixed. I thought you said it was. Oh shit.
Enough fucking said. You said my fuck button was just pushed. Fuck it. ODB be there Sunday. Fuck how it turns out.
Oh. Jeff, you still on the phone? That's
fuck how it turned out.
Joe, that's one DP I didn't have to pay now. I don't have to pay that DP.
Yeah. Fuck how it turned out now. Fuck the button, push activate. Ain't nothing else to say.
Cliff said he wanted the whole pot anyway.
He ain't getting the whole pot. The same way we're going to get OG Bobby, the same way I'm going to do him. Watch how I do this. Fuck how it turn out. I just made some shit work now.
And since I got to be disrespectful,
I'm going to let him wop on the gas and push brake lights in the face on the top side. That's how I'm going to be now.
Hey, Twan.
What's up? Y'all sir. Just like that. Hey, Fat Albert.
Yeah.
You let me tell you how bad it is. I might make 3 shakedowns and use the same bottle on all 3 shakedowns and come into a grudge race and running. That's how we come to fuck him up. Straight like that.
Hey, wait a minute, I got to check my sheet. Y'all supposed to run. Let me see what the time is.
It's either 4 o'clock or 5 o'clock. It don't fucking matter. His ass is grass. He done fucked up.
Cliff get the back tire. 300,000 or 315, whatever it is. Cliff get the back tire.
All right. So who fucked up? I'm getting this back.
So who fucked up, man?
Just watch this. Uh-huh. He might maybe go get a parachute for this week. For this weekend, just for him.
It don't matter.
And I'm back on mute. It ain't gonna matter.
Wait. How about that's the money with his audit? Ain't this the way with
yes,
the audit money?
Yes.
1,000 to his 15.
Yes.
Yeah, Cliff. That's what I said, Joe. 300,000, 315. Antoine putting up 15. Cliff putting up 1,000. And Cliff getting the
It's Fat Albert. Now, how many people you see me snatch the back tire from with ODB?
Oh, Lord.
But don't be not matter. Just being at 5 o'clock, we do, man. No big deal.
Don't listen. I'm going to tell you right now. When you see the shakedown, go ahead and pay Punk out. Just do us all a favor.
Listen. Being late at 5 o'clock, talk about this later. Ain't nothing to talk about.
Listen to what I'm telling you. When you see the shakedown, pay the Punk out because I'm not OG Bobby. OG Bobby the Huckabuck on your ass.
It.
I'm going to do the Huckabuck and the 3-point stance football tackle on your ass when I come through there.
Wait a minute. You told me that you won't go make
it. I know what I told you because I have an issue.
Listen.
Straight like that. When I got that text message, I looked at that. I said, okay, fucking button activated. I'll redo something to go ahead and go cross his ass. Now he make me go, we got to do some shit. We really got to do some shit to make shit work. But it's on now. I know we can do it. Listen, don't get surprised by the 60-foot. That's all I'm going to say. Let it eat. Let him hang. I'm on deck. No more questions. Nothing else to talk about.
Oh,
bye.
Lord. Damn, what the hell did you do? That is a quick, that is a little short of time. Good God almighty, what did we do? Damn.
No,
hey, Joe, you better
sound
like to me somebody.
We're going to have that full bottle on his ass sometime
now. Yeah, but Joe,
you better be ready.
Told me earlier, said, look, I'm going to pay Cliff the Punk out money, man. My truck ain't. But then all of a sudden, he done got pissed off. Well, what the happened, Joe? Just that fast.
Listen, I can be real. The truck is, what I need is not going to be here. I'm going to be real. I can be 1,000 with everybody on here. It's not going to be here. But I'm going to improvise. I'm gonna improvise and fuck him up. Be real. I tell you what, Fat Albert. Do you remember that race I ran Sean Dews at Del Mar? Do you remember that race a couple years back?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna tell you what. I'm gonna do Cliff the same way. I run on 6 cylinders and fuck him up. I'm not worried about it. That's how we get. Now I'm back on mute. I go.
Hold on. You said you run Cliff on 6 cylinders. Did you just say you run Cliff on 6 cylinders?
No.
No, but did he just say he'll run Cliff on 6 cylinders?
No.
Yes, he did. Pull up 2 wires. Yep. I'm betting with Cliff. Pull 2 wires or we going to run your ass. Shoot your shit to death. Come on. Bring that mug to the line. We going to run your ass. Don't you dare say nothing like that. Don't you dare. I'm gonna make Cliff go out that mug.
Hey, listen. I want y'all to remember something.
I'm gonna try to remember something because I see Fat Albert's stepson is live again, so I'm not gonna watch it live. But just remember this.
Oh no!
Remember last week? Yeah, I tried to tell you. He go live again. But remember this. Just last weekend, all them guys up north was laughing and trying to lock my ass in, right? Okay. Fucking button activated. When this bitch get right, if she gets right, before I run Cliff, any of them motherfuckers got action, the ones that had that mouth.
So you trying to say Mount Vernon still scared of bad mouth?
Man, listen. Listen, I'm trying to tell you. You see what happened with Marcus? You see what happened with Marcus got his motherfucking phone, didn't you? You see what happened last week? He got a phone, right? Okay.
Oh, yeah,
let this make a decent. I don't even need no. Long as she don't bust no tires, a decent A to B, they in trouble. That's all I gotta say.
Everybody in Mount Vernon.
Listen, for all the ones that have, as I said, Butchie Woods. I wish the fuck he would come out there.
Oh, come on.
I want.
You say Butchie? Oh man, why did you say that? Man,
listen, that good apple pie having motherfucking him. God damn it! I want him too. Since they had all that mouth, it's all good. Listen, it ain't fun. Like again, when Marcus on here, it ain't fun when the rabbit got the gun. Fuck it, but
you ain't the rabbit. First of all, you ain't the rabbit. First of all,
you
ain't the rabbit.
Are you sure?
Not the rabbit.
Since you don't know, okay. Since you don't know if you're coming for May 3rd, I don't know, damn. That's why I came for July 3rd. 3-15 or better. ODB versus your car. Head the fuck up off the trailer.
Be patient, man. Be patient. Calm down. Don't.
Okay. Okay.
Slow down.
Okay.
Slow down.
Let me go. Okay. You got that.
Because
you're going back and watch
you.
Hold on. Hold on.
You want to race for July 3rd? I'm sure James will accommodate you with Mayhem.
Okay. We can do that. We can do that. That's not an issue.
Hey, James. Hit the one button, James. Get back on here. After Mayhem, I'll run you
again. Hey, don't worry. Hey, why everybody want to see me run Mayhem? If I run Mayhem, I'm running on my dog. Hold on, listen. I already got another one. LaRon, don't worry about that. That's getting locked for July 3rd. I got Golden Child that's supposed to get locked for July 3rd. Here you go.
hold on, you guys. I see the mic. I got to open up because I didn't know it was on with you. Hold a second.
All right, hold on.
631-1409. Your mic is open.
What's up, Joe? It's Shaq, man.
What's going
on,
Shaq?
Man?
Not much.
I may come out, man.
You may not.
You come out, I give you your rematch.
Nah, you got to make it better than that. I've been watching you,
this
man.
Time,
you know,
LeBron,
hold on, LeBron. Me and you was in the lanes. I asked you to race. I ain't know how fast your car is. Your car is fast, bro.
Hey, don't say that.
Make
on
it
the
right.
Show. I got people I got to reach.
Huh?
We'll talk on the back line. Don't be telling people my car fast. We'll talk about it on the back line.
I didn't say how fast. I just said shit. But I went out there twice with you, and I saw I didn't have enough shit. Make it right.
Hey, bring me one to post it on. What you feeling right? What you feeling right? Let me listen to this.
Give me the break. Shit.
Okay.
I might not be enough yet.
You got the brake.
I'll
give you the brake.
Oh, you come on, bro. I ran you on motor. Stop, bro. I got
I'm
a little pump gas.
No more.
Huh?
You got. All
right, then. All right.
I'm
gonna leave you alone then.
I'm on gas.
So I'll leave you alone for now.
I give you the same race you gave me, gas for gas.
I can't do that, bro. I really can't.
God damn, I ain't that fast now. Sheesh.
Maybe I'm that slow. Shit.
That's
I second
more
that.
Like it.
Yeah, that's what it is. Maybe I'm that slow. Ain't gonna lie to you.
Boy,
yo,
I every
angry in
Lord
this motherfucking
boy.
Shit.
Lord have mercy. That damn rod is
yeah.
Boy.
I ain't do nothing. I was just trying to give him
his. And his partner had a good talk, so I you know.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you wasn't there, LaRon, when I talked to your boy with the hat. But me and him had a good talk.
With the hat. I don't know who you talking to. You talking to somebody. I don't remember.
Huh? The dude that held the money when we raced.
Okay. I know you're talking about.
Yeah. So. We'll figure it out. If I come, I ain't 100% sure I'm coming, but I might pop up Sunday.
report. Good report. Glad to have you if you do come.
If I, yeah. if I unstrap, I might pull your head up.
If you unstrap,
I might try something.
All right. Yeah. All right. I like that.
All right, yeah, I'm willing to gamble with you, man. I'm willing to try to give you a rate back or something. I ain't going to do you like that.
All right, bro. Come on, bro. We raised for little or nothing. Shit. It wasn't no big deal, bro. I was just trying to
have some
fun in the link. When I go, I
raise.
See,
that's bro's racing right there. Man said,
oh, yeah,
fuck it, I
always
try.
Fun, man. What, girl?
Hey, I ain't know you. You ain't know me. Shit, we stepped in the lanes and got busy. That's it.
Man, at the end of the day, I'm willing to do it again, man. That's all that matters.
But yo, can Sweet and Low make that a little sweeter for Black and Mile or no?
Uh oh, Marcus, Antoine, where Marcus at? He
in the gym doing push-ups on his lip.
Hey, Joe.
Oh, shit. Hold on, let me get him back over here. Good God Almighty.
Damn.
Get him back.
That's my brother car. I was just wondering what, you know. I don't think we can hang there with that car anyway.
Mm.
My brother Black and
Hey, Mom. Hey, Joe. I'm going to start a waffle that Tony Tan won't call back, so I'm going to start a waffle with numbers tonight. Pat, you make sure you call and get yourself a spot on that.
What happened to the man, boy?
Now they gotta call. They gotta call me back when I say Black and Mile on the phone. We call you back. But Joe, didn't he say something earlier about Black and Mile?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, he did.
I need a little. Something. That though, I'm not gonna lie.
Hey, Joe. Hey, Joe, I got to get off here. I got to get take a shower and get ready for the morning, man.
Okay,
Suppose they call back, Mark.
It's just a telephone call away. Send for me. All right,
Mark.
Hey, Jack, how did you hear him singing, right?
How did Black and Mouse sit?
What you say? Yeah. Hey, Mark, if it ain't late, I'll call you back. If it ain't late,
Black, 28th. All still.
You said small block on 28th.
No, big block. But who is
a big block?
Who is
LaRon?
Don't worry about Black and Mild, man. Don't worry about that. I got you.
Oh, no, I'm bringing a little small block truck, too. I only got one way. I was looking to see Black. No, I'm just asking. Don't mind me.
I don't know. I never
seen
that.
Small
the only
block.
Reason I said something, because Mark is saying something earlier about Black and Mild.
I know, but we need something better than what he offered us. So I'm not going to lie.
Okay.
I said I wasn't saying nothing. Like, yeah, we need something better. That's all.
Okay, fair enough. Shit, that's where you negotiate your race. You negotiate it.
Yeah.
And Dave, what you said
enough.
He was doing?
Yeah.
Dave, what you say Marcus is?
Oh, no, don't start, Dave.
No, seriously, how does he get a helmet on, a full-face helmet? How?
Oh, my gracious Lord.
What you say? What you say? What are you trying to say?
I just want
to
know how does he get a full-face helmet on? He got lips from his forehead to his chin. How does he get a helmet on? He's been in the gym for a year. Only thing got bigger was his lips. Come on, man. Stop it.
He's
taking some messed up steroids or something.
Some man said he's going to push up for his lips. Good.
Not the steroids. Come on now. He might be taking vitamins. He ain't taking no roids.
Okay, all right. I'll be nice. He's not shooting no juice, but them vitamins, they just going right to, he must be sucking on them right there at the lips. You got to swallow them things. Damn.
Oh, man.
Oh, hammers. I done heard it all. Joe, I'd have never thought out of here that the man was going to push
that's how they, that's how they stopped the, that's how he stopped the, that's how he stopped ODB. He don't pull a parachute, he just take off the helmet. Woof. Albert keep texting me this shit to say.
Shaq,
how many calls y'all bringing, Shaq?
Honestly, I don't know if I'm going to make it to my son's birthday this weekend, but I'm trying to come Sunday, so I think my brother definitely coming. I'm going to see if my cousin bring his Chevelle. That's all I really know.
I know we got like three or four of them right around the corner here going, so they all said they can bring it.
Bring a stealth mode, too. We'll bring a stealth mode. We'll bring in a Malibu, another Malibu. The boys from Bellport bringing Iron Man.
Yeah, I didn't get to talk to Chris Faison. I was supposed to let him know. He told me to let him know.
I don't know if he's ready. Let me hit him up real quick. Hold on.
Because I think he was thinking about bringing the Mustang.
Damn, that folk calls
Long
Island
Joe.
Already. They bring it. Crazy.
Huh?
Long Island Joe.
Yeah.
Hey, Doug, where you from? Bellport?
Yep.
Yes. Y'all boys, y'all people in Bellport must got plenty of money.
Why you say that?
Why?
We ain't got no money.
Somebody from Bellport came down here and from they got a new young out there in South Carolina.
What they got?
A New York idea in South Carolina making bukus of money.
Come on, man.
Yeah, when that lady told me she was from Bellport, New York, I was like, okay.
Do I know her?
Hmm.
New York.
I'm from Bellport.
I don't know.
Could you tell the whole goddamn story, Butch? What the fuck are you going to tell us a half a story for?
I'm telling you, I want to know what this woman is now.
From Long Island. From the...
I got to know who this one is now. Who the heck? I got to see who the
Butch,
person
Butch, be
is.
Quiet. Shaq on the phone. Butch, be quiet. Shaq on the phone. I ain't got to be quiet.
This week, the Mustang? Are you bringing your Mustang to...
I heard somebody say he's bringing a Mustang. I heard somebody
he talk. He's on the phone. That's
Mustang.
Shaq on the other phone.
I was told not to even get on the radio show tonight. They was gonna rush me.
They was gonna bum rush you?
Mm.
Yeah.
Who's
gonna
bum rush?
I hope they
who's
don't
rush.
Swiggle.
Joe Gray protected you. Joe Gray just opened up a protective agency. He jumped all over for you.
He want me bad. They want me bad. I ain't gonna just go out there until I shot it. I'll make sure it's ready. I know it'll be ready. I ain't worried about it.
You know how Gordo is. Everything Gordo said, Joe called his bluff. The motherfuckers went into tire shape.
Yes,
they Swizzle yelled at Fat Albert for saying July 3rd. Now every race they want to do is July 3rd.
Every race they want to do is July 3rd.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. Motherfucker, you don't tell me when to fucking race, but let's do it July 3rd. What do we do?
Good. Grace Almighty.
You don't know goddamn Fat Albert from a canopy. Shut up. Mind your business, please.
Come on,
I want to run on July 3rd. What the fuck? Oh, shit. You know what's happening over here taking blood pressure pills?
Oh,
man.
I couldn't get over
Dave,
that.
Dave, you going to be there Sunday?
Yeah, I'll be there.
Okay. All right.
I got to teach 50 grand how to cook.
Huh?
So I got to teach 50 grand how to cook.
You got to teach 50 grand how to cook?
Yeah.
Come on now.
Yeah, yeah. Right, listen, man, everybody needs some help.
Grand is right, boy.
Damn,
man. Cook.
Man,
he can cook. 50?
No. He pre-cooks. Somebody else pre-cooks it at home. Then he bring it there and act like he cooked it. Stop.
You got something here already had it cooked up already. Just go heating it up.
Man.
That ain't good. Well, you can tell when it's pre-cooked. You can definitely tell that. It's already been cooked already a little bit. Got that little rubbery taste to it.
Damn.
That shit hard, when you put a bagel in there to the microwave.
He got some special sauce.
You let that joke sit for a minute.
He got some special sauce, Joe. Man, oh man,
yeah.
That special sauce is, ooh, oh my goodness.
What, barbecue sauce?
Man, some sauce he put on. He made chicken kebabs and put some kind of sauce on them shits, man.
They were right?
Shit, they were trying to rob that motherfucker.
You know, the guy at Gallant gave me some sauce that he makes and he sells. I ain't gonna lie to you. I ain't never put barbecue sauce on eggs before.
On an egg?
The next morning, I put the barbecue sauce on eggs like he said.
Oh,
and
yeah,
that was right.
You a crackhead.
On an egg?
You a crackhead.
On eggs.
You a crackhead.
I couldn't believe it.
Fat Albert, you a crackhead. That sauce that sauce got crack in it.
I ain't never heard that like that in my life. Put it on the eggs.
Me neither. On the egg. Good Lord.
I tried it. I said, when I put a little bit on, I bit down in there, boy. I said, oh, shit. Let me put a little bit more sauce on this shit.
Not
lying. It was that good. His shit is real, real. It's a little tiny jar. I said, damn, I ain't going to have nothing left out of this. I don't know how much his big jar is, but he told me I want you to sample it. He worked at Gallant.
Joe,
he's the one that gave it to me.
Joe, you going to casino Friday?
Nah. I got to stay away from casino right now, Dave.
Yeah, because you're just winning too much goddamn money. Yep, stay away.
Yeah, you're winning too goddamn much money. Hell yeah.
Nah.
You're winning too goddamn money.
I got to stay away for a little bit.
Just come. I'll play with my money. You just stand there. You just stand there. You ain't got to spend no money. I'll get the money up. You just stand there.
Hold on. I'm going to tell you what happened Friday. We went out there Friday. She brought her sister with her. Sister ain't never been to the casino. Get up there and damn, she lost a couple of dollars. She just sat there. I said, well, damn. Here, take this here couple of 20. So I get $40. Take this here $40 bill and go ahead and put it inside and play. All of a sudden, the damn shit hit. She hit for $500, and she wouldn't play no more. She hit first one $250, then hit another $250, and took them tickets out. And that was the end of that. She ain't played the rest of the night.
Gambler.
She held on to her shit.
Yeah, she's not a gambler. She's not a gambler.
Nah, she took that
my
money
old
and
lady,
ran.
The first time I took my old lady to a casino, she lost $20. We had to call security. She wanted to beat up the machine. No,
look,
some people just not built for gambling.
No.
They just don't do it.
Oh yeah, that's
they're not.
Now, on the other hand, my wife, oof, said, "What we doing? What are we doing? I'm gonna go get something to eat." Oh, that's it. That's the way you must want to go.
That's
I said, all right.
That's it.
You want to go? I said, I don't know. I'm asking you. Do you want to go? No, I'm asking, do you want to go? Yeah, I won't go. Let's go. The damn man know me by name now. That's messed up, ain't it?
Hey.
Oh, damn.
Know you by name. I said, ain't this some shit? This is some shit, boy.
Mm-mm.
They just sent us some room, so. I told her, look, when I won that big one, and he said, Mr. Gray, you got a complimentary room right there, and we're going to give you $150 also. I told Chris, damn that $150. Let's get the hell out of here. Pay here tonight.
God,
damn. Damn, Joe.
I said, let's get that $100. I'm not touching that $150. Let's get out of here now. I said, you be up there laying up in the bed, and also you hear them damn machines. You're going to want to get up and get down there. Hell with that shit. Leave that $150 and leave that room here. Let's go home. That's what
wow.
I did.
Joseph, come on, let's go. Let's
yeah,
hey,
yeah,
Joseph,
yeah.
Let's go. Get the hell up out of here.
Yeah, we got to go. I should have just ate the food. They gave me confidential food too. But hey, you know what? I better stay. I better go ahead and walk on out of this one while I'm a winner. That's what I had to do. Let's leave. Let's go. They said, well, go to, let's go Saturday. I said, huh? Now, see, Friday they won, both of them. Saturday,
dang.
She lost a little something. Nothing crazy. She said, Sunday, but see, I got to redeem myself, Joe. Let's go. When they show no, she redeemed herself. $3,750. I said, damn.
Yes,
I said, well, I get a cut.
a haircut.
I got it. No, she did me right. She did me right. All right, go cry. She did me right.
Oh, okay.
I'm good. I ain't asked for half. I ain't that bad. Just a little something. Right or wrong.
Every time I look up Joe don't post a picture, I said, damn, that rascal win every time. What the hell?
Man, listen. She told me.
Lucky.
We getting ready to leave out. Get ready to cash that ticket out. It was, I have $400. Whatever. We getting ready to go leave. We're going to leave. She said, yo, why don't I go back to where that game was, where you won it? I said, oh, damn, you ain't going to win on no damn game that just won the jackpot. Shit. Third roll came in, that shit, boom, 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 started blowing up. I said, oh, shit. Going to win something.
Damn.
Next thing you know, it said $375. I said, oh, shit, $375. She said the same time I said, $375. I was like, I thought it was more than that, the way that shit was blowing up, right? I looked down there, was counting. I said, shit, that shit at $900 right now. That's $3,750. I said, oh, my goodness. That's it. Let's go. I ain't allowed to go there no more, Dave, by myself. I ain't allowed to go there no more. I'm done.
Wow.
Spanish lady told me, said she going to escort me out.
Oh, wow.
Right in front of my wife. I said, she said, I'm looking at, she looking me in the face. I said, I'm looking at her like she's crazy. You trying to rob me? You know damn well I don't take the money. Money go right to the bank account, right? I put that shit right in the account. I ain't bringing no money. I ain't for no big deal. Put it in the account. When I want to get something, I get something. So now, I bet you, you know, I said, something wrong with that lady, I told Chris. So when we went down there next time, I'm by the game. She said, my wife was down by, I don't know, about 15 hours there. She turned around and came over there. Hey, you remember me? I said, yeah, I remember you. She said, I was a little bit disappointed you didn't give me nothing. After I turned around, I was cheering on for you. I said, oh, really? What you hear with your wife? I said, yeah, she right there. I said, God,
hang around when you still got your
shoulder.
Then when you hit, they want something.
Oh, damn. I said, that ain't a gold digger. That was a professional gold digger. You know how them pranks be on TV when they be doing the pranks?
Joe, I know a girl. That's what she do all day long. She be at the casino all day, stand behind you when you hit, ask for something. That's her job.
Damn.
She do it 7 days a week. 7 days a week. She'll walk around that whole casino all day. And when somebody hits,
I can tell you, that girl was
standing there all day. Oh.
That girl
was what?
Cheer me on. What the hell you did? Even if you did cheer, it ain't help the machine, huh? I won't hit it. You got it. You got it. That's all she was hollering. Oh, yeah, I don't care if I do got it. What the hell? You ain't got it. You better go find you a machine to go hit.
Come out.
Damn
that.
Hit
come out.
Oh, man. Huh?
For my wife, my bad.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
Joe, I don't like Shaq. I don't like Shaq.
Huh?
I don't like him. I don't like Shaq.
Are you crazy?
I just have my wife to show up. Camaro on the street, shit. I got to make a pass.
Oh, you're letting my
like
bitch
Shaq.
Head down to there?
I got to figure some things out, man. Shit.
Hey, Dave, that's who got my son hooked. You know that, right?
Who don't like me?
Yes, son. Who?
He messing with you. Shaq got, Phil right. hooked on that shit. We went down to Shaq's house one day, and Shaq had the card on the street. He said, he was looking at the car, it was sounding good. Shaq said, you want to ride? Yeah. He jumped up in the car. Shaq turned the juice on for him down through the block. We waiting for him. We ain't see him. They done rode somewhere else somewhere and cut loose, came back. He came back, Dad, I want to run like that.
Yeah.
And he ain't never drove a car. He ain't never drove a car. He came back, yo, that's all he bugged me about. And I said, damn, I got to find you something then. So I bought a little car. I figured I could start him out, but damn.
That's a real street car, right? Am I lying?
Yeah, he ain't lying. He took him down. He took him. Yeah. I thought he was just going to take him down the block and come back. Shaq took him out on the road, some main highway, and cut loose with nitrous on and everything. Oh, Phil was just loving it. He came back smiling like a chess guy. I was like, what the hell? Yeah, he cut loose. He cut him loose. But, hey. We did that, I think, for the Indian Reservation back in the days. I ain't going to lie, I had Batman out there filming. And everybody was pulling out, and they were cut loose. I said, man, I said, they going down the hill. I don't even know what happened once they go that over the hill, right? So everybody cut loose. And Ronnie Bell, I think the week after or whatever, Ronnie went and cut loose down through there. I think a week after he came back, he cut loose. Ain't nobody see Ronnie. Ronnie ain't never come back. Somebody came back and said, yo, he up against the dumpster. He against the dumpster. He had tore that shit all apart, man. Tore it all up. I couldn't believe he went down to me like that. Huh?
Come out, man.
Yeah. Man. We bought us some cars there at Thunder Valley that day. Lord knows we had some cars.
We had some shit out there.
Yeah. It was good. I mean, everybody was talking. I ain't going to lie. Then June had the track record out there. And they ain't messing around. And called out the number over the track. What the hell wrong with you? We got no time. Y'all want to know what it is? They called it out.
Damn.
I don't believe they just did that shit. I said, this dude just called the number out. I wanted to kill him up there in the town. I'm sorry. I just got so excited. Did you see it say no time? That shit was crazy that day. Well, but all in all, everything should be good. Back to where it's supposed to be.
They had the ruler out there that day. He wouldn't come
out.
Yeah,
Tony Bonds was there too. A little bit of everybody
was there.
They
had the ruler,
all
of them. Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't even know who they were at that time. I ain't going to lie. They were out there, though. After I seen the car, then I saw the videos. I was like, yeah, that bitch bad.
Yeah, when he had that little prettiest Nova.
Hell yeah, that bitch was fast, man. Holy shit.
I love that car. It was a nice looking car. Everything he had, though, I think he always paid a good
was out there.
Huh?
Giganto was out there, too.
Okay. I know they were supposed to go back and get Dobbs. Dobbs was supposed to come back to run.
To run George's car, right? One of them.
Yeah, they were going to run with George's car or June's car that day.
Then George, I forgot what he did. That bitch went crazy, too, over there.
Yeah, he hit the damn corner and broke that piece of the nose.
Yeah.
You remember that? Yeah. But all in all, it was cool. It was a good time. Towards the nightfall, the Bible Joker was crazy. Everybody got to drinking and acting crazy. Then, I was scared from there. I ain't never knew a track that can turn around the police standing right there and you smoke weed. It ever had me scared to death. I ain't never seen nothing like that. What the hell?
Shit,
the police smoking the weed. The sheriff smoking weed? What the hell? Oh, no, you on the Indian Reservation. You anybody there? New laws.
Yeah, that's all RB down there.
RB was out there. We had RB riding around with a mohawk with lit up on his head. Remember that? Riding a horse around. They bring a horse out there and wheel RB around. He was the chief of the day out there, boy. RB was a man.
I'll
put him against anybody you want. I don't care what singer you got, whatever. we going to make him hold the note. Let's see who can hold it the longest. Or I'll be a bad man. RB is one bad man. I give him credit.
Yo, where was y'all at? Thunder Valley?
Thunder Valley, yep. Yo,
oh,
we
them,
had,
them
I'm
real,
a, we
real,
ever go down there, kids?
Indian. Yeah, them
yeah.
real Indians.
Yeah. Look, we ate a, you ever heard of a college sandwich? You ever heard that?
There you go with that cut. There you go with that cut.
No,
actually,
no, they had some shit. I didn't know nothing about it. The boy said, I'm going to buy you a college
what's
sandwich.
A college
what's
sandwich?
A college sandwich? So what happened was you get two pieces of cornbread, inside got lima beans, collard greens, some fatback, something else, whatever it was. I ain't going to lie to you, that stuff looks sloppy as hell. I bit down in there. I said, oh, my goodness. that joke was right. You
was
hear
good
me?
Joke.
Yo, it was good. I ain't going to lie to you. It was good. It looked as sloppy as everything. You know, I like lima beans now. I mean, I ain't going to lie to you. I can eat lima beans all day long. But he had that, the way they had it, oh, man, it was melting in your mouth. And that old cornbread, oof. You take the last bit of cornbread and try to sap it up, whatever you got sitting in the plate. If you ever get a chance, go there and ask them, man. It's at the snack bar, too. That's how they sell it. You know
damn.
You country when you go down there, you get good fried bologna sandwiches. That's country.
Yeah,
fried bologna
yeah.
sandwich. I said, damn.
Hell yeah.
Look, and my guys missed Fayetteville because they said, damn, you get them pork chop sandwiches up there. Man, they got that bread and that oil all soaked in there, soggy. They said, they love that. Guys came right there just for the pork chop sandwich. What's the guy that lost all the weight? The white guy from Maryland. I think Keith. You know him, kind of, he used to be kind of heavy. I think he had to call girlfriend.
Keith Parker.
Yeah. Man, he go there
Keith
right
Parker.
There. That's the first thing he, yep, he had to run there. He's like, get his pork chop sandwich. He tell you, you got to get that pork chop sandwich. That's the first thing he wants. Every time we get there, he had to go, shit. Next to better had that pork chop sandwich waiting for him. I joke, had one in one hand, but he lost a lot of weight, too.
Mm-hmm.
A lot, man. Holy shit, when I saw him the other day, last time. But, yeah, it was good stuff. That's good times back then. But I think it's going to be good. I think it'll be good Sunday, though. I think it'll be real good.
Yeah, I do, too.
Yeah, I just hope everybody just go ahead and get it off. Don't wait till the last
minute.
Nasty
Boys coming?
Huh?
The Nasty Boys coming? The Nasty Boys,
know.
Are they coming?
I'm not sure.
No,
I'm not sure
so.
Yet, but I think Nate
right,
might
good.
Be bringing his out there that day, too.
Okay.
He might have King Nate. Well, he wants somebody first. That's what it is. He really don't want to go out and run nobody first. He want somebody from Mount Vernon.
Turn around when they look at our.
Why are you laughing, Nate? I mean, Dave.
That wasn't me.
Oh.
That wasn't
yeah.
me.
Yeah. He seems like
Butch.
He wants somebody first.
That was Butch laughing.
You talking about the man or the boys?
Huh?
I don't know if they're from Mount Vernon, New York. I don't know where the fuck they're from.
Who?
Oh,
not
the man
boys.
The man
no.
boys?
Nah. He want Kevin Hunt.
Oh, shit. That's out of my league, man. So I ain't even speak about that.
Yeah. Nah, they were. That race going to have to go when it go. They're going to go for some money.
God
you know.
Damn.
Last time, Kevin Hunt took 30 stacks.
Damn.
30 stacks apiece.
Oh,
from Peanut. Yeah. That was when he ran Peanut.
Yep. 30 stacks.
A year's salary for some people.
Damn.
Yeah.
Damn.
Good. Oh. I was watching that one. I was right by the start of I don't know if Peanut slept. Now, that was it. Kevin blew up. Shit. Didn't he burn that thing up? I think he burnt it up.
Yeah. He made it through the quarter clean, though.
He made it through the quarter clean?
He might have. Yeah, he made it through the quarter clean.
I didn't think so. I saw a ton of smoke. I thought I saw a ton of smoke by like about 800 feet down. 900 feet.
Nah.
Shit, for 30. That's all. 30,000. He had enough to refix it or rebuild it. 30,000.
Well, I ain't gonna lie. Peanut was coming, boy. I said, oh shit. What?
Yeah.
Ran out of the room. Huh? So was Santa Claus?
I ain't say nothing. I didn't say nothing.
You ain't damn sick that one is. Boy, Kevin was involved in a lot of pretty decent races. You know, I remember that time him and Harry O ran.
Listen. When,
Englishtown.
When him and Harry O, well, Harry O was driving that Burgundy Malibu. The first time they went to the race, they told them to get up whatever they can get up. Them bitches came back and said, we got 75,000.
Damn.
Oh, yeah, Kevin and them said, we got 75,000. Niggas said, whoa, 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 stop counting. Ooh, slow down.
He said, stop counting.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah. It's heavy hitting back then. I can give credit. They just bet that money. They definitely bet that money. I give them credit.
Said Walter Mann whipped his nephew twice 2 weeks before Christmas for $9,500 apiece. His goddamn nephew.
Well, you remember that time with him and when they came to Long Island that time, and the man said we ain't got no lights at the track. He said, well,
yeah,
you're gonna have to go down there whether not no lights or not.
Yeah.
They told all
yeah,
the cars
Mars
that was inside
on
the spectator side and all the cars that was on the pit side, please turn your lights on your cars so they can see.
Come on, Joe.
Yeah,
they
I couldn't
it.
Believe I said they're going to let them go
yeah,
down that
yeah.
track like that.
Yeah, they did. Yeah. Yeah, they did.
And they,
yeah.
wait a minute. And they raced? And they still raced?
They,
yeah.
they raced out.
Yes.
They raced to the track,
yes.
but the best part was this.
Quarter mile.
After the quarter mile, there was woods, right? But there ain't no lights. You ain't no lights.
Damn.
Man, listen. All I saw, I looked in the air. I saw the nose go up in the air on the Warcat. The Warcat nose went in the air. Went down to the end. Everybody went down to Walter. Walter on the side. I think Walter's transmission or something blew.